Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers, and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off on the Blackout Test Premium Network. Just for all you people that understand that Han did indeed shoot first, it's me, Roger, host, and I have other people around co-hosting. The almost pretty much unofficial co-host of the show is my man Chris from MovieTrailerReviews.net. What's going on, Chris?
Nothing much, man. What's going on, people?
Chilling, man. Glad you can make it. As always, we plan these things out well in advance. I think about maybe 6 hours at this point. So
yeah. I mean, that was actually a pretty good notice. I woke up this morning to the. It's actually pretty early too. So mm-hmm. That was actually a lot of notice this time. So yeah.
people will hit me up and be like, why? How come you never try to book me for the show? I'm like, if you really want to be honest, do you want to text at 6 a.m. like, hey, dog, what you doing this afternoon? Because that's the plan.
This is a point when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is check my DM to see if Rod has sent me a DM about this. And he doesn't even say it's for the Nerd Off. He's just like, hey, man, you in town this weekend? You can be around? I'm like, Nerd Off at 3? He's like, yeah. All
right. Right. And, by the way, when the answer is no, there's no Nerd Off. No, right. So that's why I said unofficial co-host.
I was gonna ask if you guys did one last week. I was like, damn, man, I'm out of town. I really do want to have a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Well, I'm not gonna be here. But then I was like, wait a minute, he's not gonna have a show without me.
Yeah, no. I was like, yeah, we good. We've done a few without Chris, which, you know,
it's rare.
We actually had some pretty good, you know, like a good group of people. We probably should reach out a little more, but yeah, I was just like, eh, if Chris don't want to do it, I can watch football.
Right.
But, so yeah, make sure you guys check out MovieTrailerReviews.net for all your TV and movie reviews for a lot of nerd stuff, man. And then we also have, she's also been on the show a lot, the in-the-closet neo-nerd, Karen, who's coming out of her nerd closet last year and hasn't really looked back. What's going on, Karen?
How y'all doing out there?
Good. Glad you can make it. Nerd it up with us. And we also have, I think, opening up a pack of Kool-Aid or something in the background. We also have Sterling. What's going on? The Wound Guy, who you guys may know from the Gaming and Then Some podcast, GATS pod. I knew I was leaving that S out. .com is a good way to find him, man. And I was just saying the other day on Twitter, man, like, a dude that has a fount of information, like, Sterling knows his shit.
Right.
And, I mean, sure, his show is ratchet, but you will leave the show learning something that you didn't know before.
Yes, you will.
Even when it's just little shit, you know, like, I actually bought the, headset adapter for my controller yesterday to hook up to my damn tweaked audio headphones. Little shit like that where I wouldn't have known that before, but Sterling said something about it on the show, and I was like, oh, let me try that out. So
that's what that is.
Yeah, what's going on, Sterling?
Can't complain. How y'all doing, yo?
Good. Yo,
for the record, that shit's clutch, yo.
It really is.
What does it do?
It basically, if you had like a 360 headset, like the Turtle Beaches or anything like that, you would use that with it so you can keep basically like use your 360 ones with it. But it also is just a 3.5mm adapter, unlike the old 360 one, which is 2.5. So you can just use like your tweaked audio buds or go get like new ones to use with it also.
Yeah. And they can hear you talking and everything if you had a microphone.
Yep.
That's dope as shit.
Cool.
Yeah. I just found out last night how to independently change the chat volume in it. Because when you press the chat button, when you press like the volume buttons, it doesn't bring the chat up and down. You have to keep pressing them over and over. But once you get it right, dog, it's so perfect.
Yeah, man, it's dope, man. Like I said, it's little shit you find out, like about shit like that when he's like in the middle of, you know, insulting his wife or, you know, talking shit to his brother. You know, you never know. You never know what they'll be doing on the show, but you will learn some shit.
It's all out of love.
All right, man. Well, let's get into, you know, the way we do the show is pretty simple. Talk about what we've been playing, what we've been watching, and what we've been reading also lately. And then we get into the news. So let's start with you, Karen. What have you been playing, and what have you been watching, and what have you been reading?
I ain't been playing a goddamn thing because I changed jobs. So I've been busy, but I definitely gonna get on that. What I've been watching, Me and Roderick like the English version of Naruto. Mm-hmm. So we started getting back on top of that Naruto, which
Naruto Shippuden.
Yeah, Shippuden, however mm-hmm. you pronounce that.
That's how you pronounce it.
That's my shit. I love it. And I know some people are used to the non-English version, but we watched that on Crunchyroll, and I couldn't follow the plot. I was like, nope, I want these characters to speak English.
Yeah. So we now watch the dubbed version.
Yeah.
The only way to get it is really you got to get the DVDs off of Netflix.
Right. They don't.
Because they don't have it streaming in dubbed. It's only in Japanese. And I got to say, man, it's a clutch pickup. I personally enjoy their dubs.
I do too.
Like, people always shit on dubbed anime, but if it's done well, in my opinion, most of it, you know, most of the ones I watch are. I have nothing to complain about. So
they know me in your more popular series.
Yeah, we just finished the one where they caught the eight-tailed Jinchuriki. Mm-hmm. That was a rapping ass old man.
Right.
Something like that, when I watched the Japanese version, which was subbed, it didn't really do anything for me because he was supposed to be rapping, but it didn't come across well.
No, it didn't.
But then when I watched the shit with the English version, he was rapping it, you know, he was rapping terrible, but, you know, like, it rhymed, it was on beat, so it was more of a funny punchline.
Yeah, how many episodes? Like, where are y'all at in Naruto?
I think we're at 140-something.
Naruto.
That's that thing, like, I want to start that show, but it's so many damn episodes, like, mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to watch anything else if I start that shit.
That's the thing. We're actually on Shippuden, which is the second level of the shit. Like, you would still have to watch all whatever 100 of the fucking first one.
Yeah, which we've seen
to
all
get to
them.
This, and then watch 100 or something of this. And we're actually way behind where the story actually is. Like, currently, we're still waiting on dubs.
Hey, God. Real quick, all right. I hate to interrupt. This is kind of off topic, but did you start the recast?
Yeah, I think. Oh shit, I didn't.
Yeah. We're not been looking.
Yo,
we hear the audio and shit.
Yeah. Yo, we really did just do 7 minutes without
the audience.
On the audience. My bad.
I just happened to look over to my computer and was like, wait a minute, man. It's not coming for me. I kept refreshing and I was like, I don't think he started it.
I'm glad your camera was down or something.
I'm like, I'm just gonna let the shit roll, yo.
I'm glad somebody said something. So Cam was sitting here the whole time.
I wasn't paying attention. I thought he started.
That's my point. So y'all that are listening live, make sure you get the podcast of this because we talked 7 minutes already. Most of it was just banter, and Karen brought up what she's been watching is Naruto Shippuden.
Mm-hmm.
The dubbed disc that we get from Netflix, not the actual, show, not the actual Japanese version.
Yeah, and I know we way behind. I'm content with that. There are some series, that and Bleach. I know we are like a million episodes behind, but fuck it. I will wait for the English version.
Mm-hmm.
It's just worth it because the English is done so well that to me it's actually better than trying to read. Sorry.
Well, you know what's funny is no one ever talks about the other way. Like, everyone always talks about, well, when you go from subtitle to trying to listen to dub, you know, the voices aren't right, it changes everything. Yeah, but no one ever talks about when you're introduced to a dub that's good.
Right.
You can't go to the Japanese audio. It will fuck you up.
Yes, it will.
Like, Japanese version of what a tough person sounds like is way different than American.
The voice is more feminine, yo. Like, Goku sounds like such a fucking kid in Dragon Ball Z in the fucking Japanese versions. Like,
yeah.
Work right, yo.
Like, sometimes, like, you know, here the voice will be like, I'm about to kick your ass, bitches. And then, like, when they talk about it, like, what is it? You're like, nigga, that's not the same.
That's not scary at all. Right. I'm not supposed to be frightened.
Right. So, yeah. Is there anything else you're reading or anything, Karen?
Oh, I'm watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started back this week.
Oh, yeah. I think we all watched that. Five mm-hmm. Firewalls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't even have anything to say. Like, honestly, dude, I'm glad. I do have something to say. I'm glad I don't have to do a weekly review of that show anymore. That shit was killing me.
Oh, so they decided not to come.
They're busier now. Andrew's busy, and he was like, well, maybe we could do it. Like, he sent an email, like, maybe we could do it, and Rod could, like, edit and record it and everything and put it out. And I was like, I just didn't respond. And I was just waiting for the other people to respond. And so Bill's like, man, I can't do it. I got new responsibilities and stuff. Gwen couldn't do it. She picked up some new responsibilities. And then then Andrew's like, well, I guess we just can't do it. And I was like, good, because if y'all would have said yes, I was just going to have to come in at the end and be like, yeah, I'm not doing this shit.
Right.
Like, I'm glad that we could end it amicably, but it was killing me every week. I know people say they love hearing me on there, but I don't, like, contrary to popular belief, I don't like arguing. And I don't like coming on to disagree or have somebody shit on something I love. So I'm actually looking forward to just doing an off-season review of this shit.
That'd be fun.
Enjoying myself.
Yeah, we can get y'all on for that one.
You know, I geeked out so hard during that fucking premiere, man. Just thank you for letting me not do that shit again.
Yeah, when you can just enjoy, like, the thing that I like about Agent Shield this year is that when you look at the ratings, like, I saw people were trying to do a narrative that they're down from last year. They're only down from the premiere. But they're on schedule for what they were at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So that means the people that are watching are the people that want to see this show. So the people who don't want to watch it are no longer watching it. So we should be good. Like, I don't have to worry about fighting anymore with people about it. The people that are watching this show are now the people that are already in. That's good. I'm tired of trying to tell people, hey, let a show develop. It's good. Let it go. No, I'm fine. I can now just sit back and enjoy it with the rest of my nerd people. And I'm down for that.
Dude, it was so jarring, the Twitter experience I had watching the show live, mm-hmm. and then going on the show and just listening. And I mean, they're critics, they're being critical, they're comparing it to like the highest echelon of entertainment. I get it, but it was such a jarring experience to be like, everybody partied on the timeline, like, oh shit, nigga, Mike Peterson back and all this shit. And then you go on the show and it's like, you know, I just thought it was trite how the return of Mike Peterson was. And it's just like, dude, come on, guys. Y'all can't be serious right now. Nick Fury was in an episode for 40 minutes just doing Nick Fury shit.
Right.
Is anyone disappointed in this, you know? So, yeah, I'm glad that's
and not just Nick Fury. That's Sam Jackson,
right.
Bro.
You know, he don't do TV.
Right. Last time I saw Sam Jackson on TV, he was playing... I think it was somebody's lawyer in like the first season of Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Yeah, that nigga came way back for this, man. It was so, like, it was weird listening to it. Like, I tried to listen to the show a couple times, and it was just odd. Like, how y'all niggas not loving this shit, dog? Like,
right. Like
I understand it started out slow, but it was also one of those things where, like, if you watch any other Joss Whedon show, you were expecting it to be, like, you were expecting it to still be slow. If you were down for Josh Whedon's show.
Dude, I watched the whole first season of Buffy, man, and that shit is slow as fuck. Like, compared to the later seasons, it's really night and day. Like,
yeah, the whole first season of Buffy is really just them introducing the cast to you.
Yeah, and by the end, it's so dark. There's action scenes in every, like, episode that means something. Not just like, oh, we fought a dude in the parking lot, but like, yeah, this nigga killed Willow or some shit, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
So, like, you have to build up the stakes. This show actually moved faster than any Whedon show I've seen.
Yeah, it was by, like, what, episode 15, everybody's jaw was dropping.
Nigga, and what?
Yeah.
Might have been 10, because that's when they killed Mike Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
You were just like, holy shit, did they just blow up Mike Peterson after a Black Fatherhood moment?
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, but he keeps advancing. Like, I don't know what it has, like, what Whedon has in his blood, but, like, everything that happened last season, for some reason, didn't compare to when... I found out Simmons wasn't there, yo.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That blew my mind. Because I was like...
That was heartbreaking, yo.
Yeah, because I was like... This, and that's, you know, and that explains why when May came in, she was looking at him halfway crazy.
Dude, that twist was so Whedon-esque. Like, that last second that just fucks up everything you've seen so far, where you're like...
Right.
Yo, wait a minute. Do I need to watch this episode again? Because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling like. Because you're probably going to feel like a bunch of shit that you didn't even notice.
Mm-hmm. So I saved it on my DVR just for that. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, yeah, and I'm just, it's just, you know what I also think is, I think a lot of people just don't want to admit they were wrong.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people also, I think his name is Brett Dalton, the guy who plays Agent Ward.
Yeah.
That dude can act.
Yes, a lot of
people were saying when they first started watching the show that one of the problems is the acting on the show and they couldn't act. This motherfucker's acting his ass off because he's played three different kinds of characters on this show.
Right.
And they're each been believable.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like, and his last iteration of Ward is, that's good acting. I'm sorry. I mean, I've seen people laud over these other fucking shows where the acting is just so-so and the person is just being themselves. This dude is actually being different people on the show. And people just don't want to admit that they're wrong. And yeah. I understand that because I have been that way before too. But at some point, you either got to just stop caring and stop trying to tell people that it's bad, or give it the program and start going back and being like, okay, maybe I'll watch the whole thing over again and give it another shot. Because I've actually seen people do this too. I think we're in this critical nature and this live tweeting environment where people are so busy trying to be snarky and get the review out and do the live tweeting that they don't pay attention. Then they go back months later and watch something and go, you know what? This doesn't bother me too much as I thought it was. This is actually better than I thought it was.
Right.
Well, mm-hmm. maybe because you're not trying to actually watch it to be entertaining, but you're trying to watch it to be critical. Like, I try to watch this stuff to be a fan first. I'm going to be mm-hmm. critical second, watch it first, and try to enjoy it. If I enjoy it, then I don't care, you know?
Yeah, I agree, man. That's the thing, too, man, is I get that there's a certain amount of, like, unity in criticizing something together. And I understand there's like entire communities that have kind of been created around the, well, what about, you know, the way they treat Asians and black women and this and that. And I'm cool. Like, you can watch stuff with those agendas if you want to and pick them apart. But if I'm enjoying the show, I'm going to be honest, I don't care.
Yep.
Like, just, you know, like, I watch shows where I'm like, you know, I'm not sure it's making the best message about black people, but it's good. So
right. I don't care.
I'm not going to sit around trying to, you know, and if you want to, I'm not going to stop you, but just keep that shit away from me. Like, it's not like I'm unaware of every issue, you know, but it's like when you bring up something, everybody has these little pet issues and shit. And S.H.I.E.L.D. was becoming that. Well, is Marvel, like, finally getting to the point where it's too much material? They need to stop oversaturating the market. Hey, man, I don't know. Hey, man, well, what about the ratings, man? Because if you look at it, honestly, dude, when I watch a show, I'm not thinking about the ratings for the show. Like, I'm never thinking about the ratings for a show as I'm watching it. Me it's either never. Good or it's bad to me. If I finish watching the show and I find out only 10 other people on the planet watched it, I'll just be like, well, that was a good-ass show 11 people watched.
And me and Roger have had shows like that where me, him, and, like, 9 other people are disappointed when it get canceled.
Right. Yep.
And then what happens is they get on Netflix and then people go back and binge watch them and go, man, what happened to the show? Well, assholes.
Well, the worst is Young Justice.
Right.
That was a great show that I could not convince people to watch when I was watching. I don't know why I couldn't convince them. Maybe they were burned out by the original Teen Titans. I don't know. But I was like, yo, this is a really, really, really good show. And like, you'll be amazed at how good it is. Nah, man. Well, you know, I don't really watch cartoons. I'm like, all right, but it's not like those normal cartoons. You watch mm-hmm. Justice League, right? You watch this? Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into it. All right, dude, it gets canceled. Now it's on Netflix. Yo, man, where's season 2? yeah, there's a season 2. You got to go buy it. Because that's the last of it. And the end of season 2, you're going to be like, can't wait for season 3. And that season, you can never buy because they didn't make it because not enough people watched it, man. It was
right,
crazy.
I hope Netflix picked that up. That would be great if they did.
Yo, well, we're going to talk about them later, but okay. they could do some things.
Yes.
If they did that shit.
Anything else you wanted to bring up, Karen, before I move to the next person? Because I'm sure there's other shows.
Yes. We probably all watched this too. Man, you just watched Gotham.
Oh, nigga.
Gotham was excellent.
Give Jada Pinkett the Emmy.
Right?
Dude.
She hit her wig. She was like, mm-mm. Don't you let my hair frizz. I was like, yes.
I was excited when they cast her for that. I was like, yo, they making this role for her. And I don't know, man. I think that her being a villain is going to mm-hmm. give her some freedom. And she's been fucking killed. She killed it that fucking first episode, man.
Yeah. She looked like she'd been waiting for a role like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Where she could just be angry and she plays the hell out of that
It's
role.
Not even just anger, though. It's like a conniving, commanding presence
right
on
for
the scene.
A woman, yes,
you know, not even for a woman, just like if a dude played that role, it would be as scary to me.
It would be,
you know.
Yes,
the only thing
be.
They could have done different was obviously if a dude played it, it probably wouldn't have asked dude Penguin to rub his feet. That's the only thing that would have probably been different.
True.
I don't know, it might have been a little bit creepier. Yeah,
it would have definitely been creepier if like Michael Madsen was like, rub my feet. You're like, whoa, what, hold up, man. Then you would have knew something was up, though.
Yo, but the thing that got me Yo, the perfect thing about that yo, is that one scene where she flips on Harvey. She was like, "Oh, it's okay, Harvey. We're cool. We're all right." And she puts her boy on the phone and was like, "If you don't kill this, he just threatened." The way she turns on a dime in that, it's just, it's so good because you can't tell where she's coming from, and you can tell that set her is going to set her up for the rest of the season. Like, you're never going to know how that character's going to go. Is she cool with it, or is she plotting to your death? I mean, she was going to kill two cops like it was nothing. Right. Eating steak and listening to a fucking comedian as she was going to have two cops killed and didn't care two shits about it.
Yeah. And then kill the dude underneath her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And the whole thing that was funny about that, because she was fucking him up and had the comedian on the stage, and this nigga was scared to death. He was looking like, should I run? Should I leave? She told me I was funny, but I don't want to leave because she just bashed him with a fucking chair.
Yeah. Sterling, so was you about to say something?
Nah, it was just like that last scene when she was with the comedian, yo. Like, that shit, I don't think she could, like, you could train that to an actor. That was official black mama anger. Mm-hmm. Like, when your mom is spazzing on you and then the phone ring and she got to get calm real quick. Like, that shit was just in reverse. I was like, God damn, she good.
And she changed the when she told dude Oswald not to let that umbrella move because her hair was getting wet. I was like, that reminds me of my mama. I got a couple hits on the hand at church with that. But I hold that shit, said, what is a black woman hair? Mm-hmm. Yo, the dude that's playing Harvey Bullock, good.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They made Harvey a little dirtier than I thought he would be. But he good, man. Like, he really a A1 scumbag piece of shit.
Yes, he is. And he gives no fucks. And I like the dude that's playing Gordon. Yeah. His death looks are off the chain because they say shit to him and he just gives him like the fucking blank stare, like, nigga, I'll kill you. I was like, oh, that look looks very serious. He's gazing at you right now.
Well, they know you.
I remember him from Southland, man. He was good. And he's actually kind of in the same role. Because in Southland, he had to play he was a rookie cop with his boss. He was kind of playing the same role that Harvey's playing now, man. So, yeah, I knew he was going to be good in this one.
Yeah, they know that he's dangerous as shit, but they don't actually know what they're fucking with. Like, that's the best part of, as somebody that's read, like, you know, some of the other stories, and anybody that's read Batman Year One, I think, or maybe it was Year Zero.
Don't they got that on Netflix?
They have one of them on Netflix, yeah. I think it's either Year One or, yeah, it's Year One.
Mm-hmm. Nah, Year One's not on Netflix.
Year Zero is on there?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well, anybody that's ever watched that origin story knows that it's like half, shit, more than half, like 75% Gordon's origin story, mm-hmm. and 25% Bruce's. Especially if you rewatch it, you realize how little of it is actually Bruce because we already know his origin story. So it's a lot of like, and then that bat came in, and then he got beat up that one time, and at the end, and then I don't even think he puts on a costume in the very last set piece. Like, I actually think he saves that baby by, you know, jumping off the bridge and into the mud or whatever. Like, so anyway, like, most of that story is Gordon. If you haven't watched it lately or read the comic lately, go back, watch that shit. I did it before this series started, maybe like a month ago, to refresh myself. Cause I just remember being like, yo, Gordon was a complete badass and I would watch a series around him. Yeah, dog. When his fucking partner, like, beat him up or whatever, and with all those dudes, and Gordon tracks this nigga down in the rain, makes him spin out. They get out their cars to fight, and dude was like 6'6", former Marine, and Gordon's holding a baseball bat, you know, and he like puts his gun down, and he like says, "It's been a while since I had to take down a Marine, a 6'6", 250-pound Marine. Well, guess I better get even the odds." And he throws dude the bat. And then proceeds to whoop his monkey ass. Dude, I can't wait, man. Gordon is a slept on character, man. Mm-hmm. I hope they don't, like, you know, make him too like vulnerable and shit. Not, I don't mean like emotionally, but like in fights. Like, I hope they do make it where, like, you can tell that he's a beast, because he was beasting niggas up in that Year One.
He was actually getting the better of the dude at one point in that fight, the first fight that he had.
Yeah.
He's giving the business upside that brick wall.
Well, it felt more like they had to do that for the plot so they could be like, mm-hmm. oh, they killed the dude, and it, right. everyone thinks the crime, the mystery is solved when it's not. Like, that's what that felt like, because he was whooping that dude's ass, and then it was like a sudden, like, oh, he tripped or something, you know, like right, some right. weird.
Yep.
But, yeah, I thought that shit was good, man. I kind of was calling shit as it was happening, but in the good way, where I was like in my mind, I'd be like, yo, it would be dope if they just like framed this dude and really is he not the real murderer. Oh shit, they did, you know, like, yo, what if Montoya really, she looking at, Montoya looking at Barbara like, you know, what's up with them draws? Like, she looking kind of, oh shit. She did used to hit that, you know, like, it was those moments, man, where I was like, yo, I'm gonna really love this show.
Yeah, and I like the dude that's gonna play Alfred, because I've never seen Alfred that young.
Yeah. I think he told him to get his ass down from that roof, too. Said that like, he said that shit like a black
get
daddy.
That arse.
Said, what did I tell your arse about going up to that roof? But yeah, that joint was real good, man. Was really surprised to see something that good. Hopefully they can keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
Ben McKenzie, great job. I mean, all the actors, great job so far. I thought they did a lot of, hey, this is Poison Ivy, this is Catwoman, this is so and so, like a lot of that, but it seems like they were kind of doing that to get it out the way.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the only one I really had a problem with was the Poison Ivy one. I was like, that was kind of forced, but the Catwoman thing and the other ones weren't that bad to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm in.
And let's be honest, dog. Okay. Cause someone told me this when I was tweeting about it. I was like, here comes the first reach of unbelievability or some shit on Twitter. And I was like, what was it? Cause I watched it for a while. I was like, I guess I missed it. It was like that Catwoman would have witnessed the murder of Bruce Wayne's family. I was like, here's the thing. This is based off the same fiction that got us Batman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're not going to start doing that. You can. I'm not, because you'll drive yourself crazy being like, everything about Batman is a whole lot of coincidence anyway.
Whereas, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right.
This nigga became a Batman because a bat flew into his, through a window in his mansion into his, and landed on his father's, the bust of his father. Like, come on, man. It's okay, man. Just the odds that a criminal would kill your parents and let you live in the first place is pretty damn ridiculous.
Well, that's actually one why I like the way they did the origin, and they make it seem like there might be something bigger at play here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a reason why they give you a reason why they hint at them, there might be a reason why Bruce was left alive. So I like that. But like you said, I mean, let's be real. You know, if some rich spoiled rich kid got, you know, his parents murdered in front of him, he's going to become Lindsay Lohan or something like that. He's going to become Batman.
Right. How many times have you seen, like, first of all, they've written this same version of the origin in this comic books before. I know because I've read some where they've done the, maybe it was a big murder mystery. And they never solve it because you can't solve that crime or else it kind of gives Bruce Wayne closure.
Right.
So they're never going to solve it. You know, there's been versions where the fucking Joker killed his parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just, you know, chill
out
on
that. That's what we did. The first Batman movie that Tim Burton did was the Joker killed his parents.
Right. Yeah. So just people got to chill out on that. And then the second thing is, in a world where a man can just go stand on a rooftop and then like the bad guy goes by him and then he starts a new adventure because randomly in the biggest city in the world, two people in costumes could pass each other. It's, I mean, just, we've already given up on the realism, guys.
Right.
Come on.
I hate how the fact that people, I'll talk about this later when you guys get to me and I'm talking about comic books, but yeah, man, it's, people are full of shit.
Let's go to Sterling.
There you go.
Young, what's up?
All right, for playing, I'm going to say it, we all did it.
Mm-hmm.
That crack, Destiny.
Yes.
Nigga.
It's the crack, dog. Let me tell you something. I have not read one review of this game.
I don't
not
care.
Even one. I don't care. I'm having fun. I've seen people upset about the reviews, put the link out there, and I was like, nah, Xbox go to Destiny.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't want it because, like, I'm so glad right now that, was it the Game and Social Network Raptor doesn't track Xbox One shit?
No, they
don't.
I don't
need to know. how much Destiny I played.
Me neither, dog. It's too much.
I think they said they're working on that, but no, they don't follow it yet.
I didn't start the game till like 3 days after everybody, and I'm at level 20 already. Like, it was a little embarrassing to be like niggas would check in, like, hey, dog, you trying to get in my game? Like, I'm just leveling up, man. But, yeah, I'll join. Wait a minute, nigga, wasn't you level 6 like me? Huh? I've been playing it a lot, bro. Level 16 now.
I'm proud to say I've been officially now 13 hours without playing Destiny. I'm proud of myself, yo.
I'll be counting sleep hours as positive. Like, yep, I was able to get some sleep and finish that. That was 6 hours of sleep. You know what? I've earned a little Destiny.
You know what? You guys are my Xbox One brethren. Let's be honest here. I think we can finally admit that there is some problems with the Xbox One and digital downloads, and we have come to that. And the problem is that it is way too accessible. And
yeah.
That Xbox Go to Destiny shit is just way too tempting.
It's too easy.
If I had the disc, I wouldn't have the disc in there, and it would make it a little bit harder. I'd be like, I want to play some Destiny. Oh, well, I got to get up, put the disc in, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll be sitting there with my work laptop on my lap going, well, I mean, you're just waiting for it to compile. You can just play a few minutes.
Yeah, one strike.
Yeah, one strike.
That's all it takes.
Four strikes later, you're like, just one more.
Yeah,
you know?
Just one more. You know, like, I was talking to Chris about something, man, and, like, I had something I planned to do at, like, noon. I didn't do it till 2. Like, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna go to the store, then I'm gonna go have mm-hmm. lunch with Karen, and then I'm gonna get back here and cook up this, get this crock pot going. And I just kept making excuses like, well, you know what, man, we can always just order out. I can cook it in the afternoon. I mean, technically it's an 8 hour thing, but if I put it on 6, but yeah.
They cook it half the time.
Dude, Destiny is straight crack. And if you play with your friends, it's even more crack.
It definitely it has me waiting for Borderlands 3 now, because right when you play with your friends, like, you get that feeling of just, like, you know, just running down bosses and doing and getting the loot again and shit. Like, it's just so good. And definitely when you are a gamer that plays more than one type of game,
mm-hmm.
especially when you play both shooters and RPGs, it's damn near the perfect game. Because I see, like, a lot of people that love first person shooters ran out and bought this game because the people that made Halo made this game, and then they get mad at it. But in the same thing, like, you know, people that just play RPGs, they go to the Crucible and get their ass whipped because mm-hmm. they're not used to, you know, moving fast and shit like that. But when you're used to both of them, dog, it's so goddamn good.
Or the thing I love about it is you can pick and choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because it's not the best first person shooter. It's not the best RPG. But when you put them both together, you get a game that you can play whatever you want to do. Do you want to play? You want to play against other players competitively? Well, then go to the Crucible. If you want to just play against an environment like a traditional RPG but co-op with your friends, you can do strikes, or you can do it solo. You know, this mm-hmm. is so you get so much bang for your buck. And Bungie keeps adding stuff to this, and they've been updating things. I know, you know, people were complaining about the loot not dropping enough and stuff like that. So you know what Bungie's done? They've been really responsive. The game's been out for what, a week and a half?
Mm-hmm.
And they've been putting out updates. They've already put out 2 updates. They're going to be doing another one. They've added new content already. That's mm-hmm. before the DLC.
Yeah, I have a news article about the latest couple of updates right now. We'll do it during the news. But yep, they've been on top of it, man.
Yeah, and then don't play around, yo.
Right, and then let me tell you, it's so good. The other day, everybody knows Sunday here is pretty much fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
Red zone all day.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So Karen had to go do something. I think she was like interviewing somebody on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Man, why did I snap red zone?
Nigga.
And get in a couple hours of Destiny? That's when I was like, it's a problem. Because I never turn it off red zone, because that's like every time, literally every minute of red zone is football or football related. There's no commercials.
None.
And even that wasn't enough to keep me off of that Destiny.
Yo.
That's the crazy thing about. That's why I'm beginning to think that maybe people were right about the Xbox One. You shouldn't have it, because it's making the shit way too easy.
It's so
like last night I was playing. We were playing Strikes last night. We were all doing this. It was like 6 of us. We can't do, because you can only do 3 people teams. We had 6 people in our chat, but we were all playing the same we were in two different games playing the same strike mission, getting our asses kicked. At the same time, I'm also snapping and watching MMA fights at the same time. It's just like,
yeah,
nigga, I have to literally stop playing, keep the shit off, stop playing, and hide the remote, the controllers, so I can get work done. Cause I have a fight party tonight, and I need to clean the house up. So I was like, I cannot turn this game on, because if I do, I won't get anything done. And the Xbox One now has it, so I can do all my, I can watch TV, I can play a game, I can do everything I need to do from one system without having to go and stop doing it. I'm like I'm telling you right now, the only thing that's saving us right now is the fact that I know there's an echo if I do Skype on the or I will be playing right now while we're doing the show.
Yeah, I'm trying so hard, yo. I got my computer going through my Xbox. Like, I was working last night on my computer, saw pop up like, Chris is online, nigga. Like,
oh yeah, that's the worst. See, I had to turn that off. I had to turn the notifications off.
Yeah,
when I'm watching TV. Because if I don't do that, then I see when you niggas come on,
it tells me
what you guys are playing, and I'm like, fuck, no, I had to turn that off. I can't have that shit on.
Yeah, I've gone through my friends list so much this week, where it's just like, what that nigga, let's see what he's doing. Oh, just watching TV? Okay.
Here's what makes it worse. If you have the app, you don't even need the Xbox One. Right. I'll have the app on my phone, and the Destiny app, and it'll tell you who's on.
Damn.
Oh.
And I'll be like, oh,
dude, that's like
on the Xbox One. I know what they're playing. All right.
That's like you just told me that they have a pipe you can smoke the crack from. Like, I don't even need to know that that app
exists. You don't need that in your life.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely download that app now.
Yeah, that app is official. Like,
oh my god, but yeah, that Destiny, man, Jesus Christ, dude, and like, it's a big learning curve for me because. You know, I have played RPGs and I have played shooters, and I'm decent at both, but it's definitely different once you get to level 20, mm-hmm. and how they change the game. Like, it really feels like you didn't know shit until you get to level 20. Then you're like, oh, well, this is different.
Yeah. like grinding for experience is totally different from trying to get them, light for your, the rank up past 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like it's so good too. Like, I just realized last night they have a vendor on a tower named Sir. He's only there on weekends that gives you exotic armor.
Yeah,
I just realized last night that he changes spots every weekend, so you have to find him. Like, I just thought the nigga didn't show up no more after the first weekend. I found this nigga.
Okay, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I was walking around, like, past, like, where you go get, like, your ships and shit, walk downstairs, just chilling. He's just chilling in the corner, looking like a pedophile. Like, yo, nigga, what's good?
Yeah, and they don't tell you a lot, which is actually kind of dope. Like,
they
actually don't sit around and just, like, give you all the information. Like, you learn a lot by playing it, which is, you know, a cool feeling because you actually feel like you discovered something, or you talk to people that do know certain things, and, you know, a lot of times you're like, oh, wait, is that what it is? You know, like... for a while I was having trouble killing the robots, like the Vex. I was like, yo, man, I keep shooting these niggas. I shoot them in the head, then them niggas just go the fuck off on me. Like, they just lose their head and just start bucking with whatever weapon they got. And then I was playing with somebody that was like, yeah, you just got A for the middle. I was like, oh, so we shoot them in the chest? Like, yeah. Other ones you can shoot in the head, but these you got to shoot in the chest.
Yeah, hit them niggas in the stomach, because when that head go off, yo... They just rush down on you. Like, ain't nobody ready for all that stress.
Dog, they will find you too. Like, if you like try to leave the room and go somewhere else, like, they'll come back like 2 minutes later, like, oh no, nigga.
I remember you.
Yeah, you shot my hand off, bro.
That motherfucking did the Minotaurs chasing after you, disappearing and shit. Like, it ain't right.
Oh man.
It's so good. Like,
dude.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, yeah, the enemy design is so good.
Yeah, it really, like, they have so many different enemies in the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's really unheard of. Even in Halo, you only really had two, you know what I mean? But this, you have what? You have the Cabal, you have the Fallen, the Hive, the Vex. Like, that's four, all just on disc, like, or digital, you know what I mean? Before DLC comes, like, it's so well done, man. Like,
people complain about the story. And I'm like, who gives a fuck about the story? Because you can tell that Bungie was like, listen, this is just to get you guys to play the game. You know, the story is whatever. And it doesn't even, like, even when you beat the game, nothing really changed. Because they're just pretty much like, yeah, more shit gonna come. You gotta be ready.
Dude, that's so, the same shit that they said about Titanfall. Like, I mean, honestly, man, of when it comes to stories, there's really only, I mean, to be quite honest, like, most stories you can only play through once.
Right.
And after that, you're done. So, is a story really that fucking important? Because it wasn't to me. I didn't care. I enjoy hanging out with my friends and playing. It's like getting hung up on a Call of Duty story.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they said that most of the time they've done, like, studies. They say most people don't play the storyline anyway. They jump on the group stuff, but then people complain that it's not there when they're like, why waste our money when y'all niggas not gonna play
it?
Yeah,
the gamers don't even care.
Right.
Yeah. Like, to me, the story only matters if I'm playing solo.
Right.
If I'm playing solo, like Mass Effect, I need a story to keep myself engaged. I can play it over and over again and give me some different choices. That's fine. But when I'm playing co-op, nigga, I don't care. Why? Because we're not even, when you're playing co-op, you're not even paying attention to the story.
Exactly.
You're not. You're talking with your friends. You're joking and laughing. People are different, and you're a different part of the story. So if I'm playing with you and you're ahead of me, then I've jumped ahead a couple into the story. So it doesn't fucking matter anymore. I just want to, you know, I just want to kill shit with my buddies.
Yep.
Yeah, man. It's so well done. And like, from what I'm seeing, like the story, like, I liked what they did with the initial campaign where it really just, even though it's a bunch of missions, it kind of just feels like the beginning of something. Mm-hmm. And then I was talking to Aaron from Black Astronauts, and he was saying that, like, people are noticing that there might be a whole thing where you're actually the bad guy of the universe. And I could see that happening, and I'm actually wanting to see, like, they could go anywhere they want in this DLC from it. Like, it's so well done.
Yo, now, what class did you guys go with?
Oh, Nick, we all warlocks here.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I went with Hunter.
Oh. So I got two. I got a warlock and I got a Hunter, but my main class is a warlock, too, because that fucking super.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. Now, what is the warlock super?
That's like doing the Nova Bomb, yo.
Mm. Yeah, that fucking Goku Spirit Bomb, nigga. Like, yeah. I have me a Hunter, too, and it's nice, like, because what I realized was once you hit one character to 20, when you make another character, that character automatically has their second subclass open. So my Hunter at the rip is a Blade Dancer, but ain't nothing like just running up in a group of niggas and just flying up in the air and throwing that Nova Bomb down at them. Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
This shit is,
yeah,
this
I
shit
just
is clutch in the Crucible too, yo. I've done that a couple times in a control match.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got people trying to take a match, take a point from you, and you just hit that Nova Bomb on them, take everybody out, yo.
Yeah, I actually been playing as a Hunter, and like you get a grenade, and then your super is either the Golden Gun or the Blade Dancer joint.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Gun joint is fun once you level up. And they add that shit where it can shoot through people and kill like two and three people at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the blade joint is fun, but it's hard to get used to because you still got to get in close to a nigga to fuck them up. Like, you can't just like shoot them like with the Golden Gun from across the room or whatever. Like, you got to turn your super on right when you up on a nigga and then fuck up the boss or whatever. I got to give props to the boss patch. I mean, to the bosses though. That game has the toughest challenge, most challenging bosses ever.
Yeah, it really do. Them big ass archons, yo.
Yeah.
Dog, that fucking gun they got. Like, why? Just why?
It don't even matter what you level up to either. Like,
nope.
You be leveling up thinking like, wait till I go back to that moon and I'm gonna kick them motherfuckers' asses for embarrassing me when I was a lowly level 6. Do you get there? They gang up on you. Be like, oh shit, I'm running. These niggas trying to kill me. Help.
Yeah, don't let the modifiers be on there. Like, we were doing that last night. We were doing the level 22 heroic strike. Now I'm level 26, and I was like, oh, this will be easy. I just did this strike. Wrong, because weekly heroic, they put a bunch of those modifiers on there.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas was kicking our asses, yo. Matter of fact, it was me, Jax, and Phenom last night. I think Woon, you were in another game playing the same one with somebody else.
Yeah.
We died so many times. We were on the last one. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, okay, listen. Last time, last chance, we're gonna do this one. If we die, it's over. We're done. We're shutting off. We end up beating it that last time, but man, we were getting our asses handed to us.
Dude, it's just challenging enough to make you keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cause like, you'll lose to the boss and you're like, yo, we had like 75% of this energy gone. We had killed some of the bad guys. If I was almost reviving you, if I would have got shot when I was hitting the revive, hey man, y'all want to play again? Yeah, let's do it. You go back in there, fight that nigga for 15 more minutes, chip it down on his energy, man. That joint is so fun, man.
You need a strategy too. You can't just go in there and just do it. You got to have a strategy with your team.
Yeah.
You know what really gets you is when you die. Definitely no strike. They don't give you the option to quit when you die. It just starts you back. Like, nigga, you don't want
to
quit.
Yeah, we know.
Ah, we know you're here to stay.
Be honest.
And the thing about the desk, the thing I love about the Xbox One is that me and Roger share one. So a lot of times, anything that he's downloaded, I have access to also. Mm-hmm. And so I go underneath my name. I don't even want to play Destiny. Everybody talked about it. I went in and started the game just to see how pretty it was. And then got my ass off because I know I probably was not going to play. It was going to have a lot of deaths.
Well, you could also go on there just observe shit.
Oh, well, I do that.
You don't even have to participate in all the fights necessarily.
It's a beautiful game.
Depending on where you are, you know.
Yeah, they was taking me to a land far, far, far away. I was like, oh, this shit is beautiful. Where's we going today?
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Sterling?
Yeah, watching, of course, you know, the normal stuff like, you know, the Shield and Gotham, of course. Two other things, though. One, not sci-fi, came on ABC this week. I don't know why I seem to be, like, until it came on, I was the only person that didn't mind this show coming out. But Blackish, I don't know what happened, but, like, the world hated it for a minute. I actually liked it when it came out. Like, I for some reason, people didn't like the title or whatever.
I didn't.
But it seemed to be a pretty decent comedy.
It is. It is. Roger got to play it for me because I heard Blackish and I was like, what kind of bullshit is this? Y'all fucking lazy ass people with this goddamn name.
Yeah, which is funny though, because like Larry Wilmore is over that, who Karen actually bought his book. Yeah. So I mean, it's a brother. It's a brother with some integrity. He used to work for the Daily Show. He's rumored to be about to host the Minority Report to replace the Colbert Report. Like, he's not just some sellout ass coon nigga that's gonna like have black people doing a whole lot of black people are dumb jokes. So, you know, I was never worried. As soon as I heard that name, I was like, okay. But yeah. Karen hated the name.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I figured, I was hoping it would be something like it was, you know, just people that didn't know how to identify themselves and shit, like going through different issues. But yeah, it seemed to be a pretty solid comedy, you know what I mean? And I'll probably end up, you know, steady watching it and shit. Like, I damn near watch anything, so it don't really matter. But the second thing, I don't know if y'all watch this, but on sci-fi, I finally got caught up. I was like a couple seasons back, but Haven. I don't know if y'all are watching
this. No, I didn't watch that one.
But I never got into it.
It's so good, yo. It's so, so good. It's basically like, you could like pretty much round it out to like the X-Files.
Okay.
But it's all based in one town in Maine where a whole bunch of fucked up shit happens. But like they keep, I don't know how, I think it's on the fifth season now, but they keep the story original. And it's just so, so well done. Like it easily is my favorite show that sci-fi has done.
How are you watching it?
Just on DVR. Okay. I ended up,
But you watched the, like, every season of it on one DVR?
I originally watched it when it first came on and then just, you know, like, got caught up or whatever. And it was on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix all the way up to season 5.
Okay.
So I watched, me and my wife watched like the last half of season 3 and all of season 4. Like, you know, we tried to space it out, but the shit good. Like, I think we watched all of it in like, I think 4 days or so. And season 5 just started. I think they just hit episode 3 on season 5. And yeah, it's good. They got one of the wrestlers from WWE, Edge, from all the way back in the day, the tag team champion. He's actually good on the show. Like,
what?
Yeah, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy, yo. Like, I think it's just because, like, SmackDown's on there, so, like, you know, be trying to work people in and shit. But, yeah, like, at first he seemed kind of stiff on the show, but he worked his way into that role. Like, he's owning that shit now, yo. Like, it's a really, really good show.
All right, yeah, I'll have to check that out, bro.
Yeah, and as for reading, I'm not reading anything yet, but I just downloaded all of the Astonishing X-Men to get started on that. So.
Okay, yeah, for Chris's show.
Yep. Mm.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you in for a treat, bro.
So,
Chris, man, what about you? What you been playing? What you been watching?
Well, I've been playing the same thing you guys have been playing, watching the same thing you guys have been watching, so okay. I won't rehash that. But because I am starting the comic book club starting next week, I've been reading a lot of stuff, and obviously I went back and reread the first 6 issues of The Astonishing X-Men. Still fucking great. I can't wait till we can I can start talking about this with everybody else who's going to be reading it. Like I said, if you haven't read it or haven't read it in a long time, go back and read it. I mean, it's just so good. The writing in that is just, it's good. Like, reading that makes me realize why I don't like the Fox X-Men movies, and it's not Fox anymore. I've now narrowed it down. It's Bryan Singer and that creative team. Mm-hmm. I don't think they get the characters, and it's not
right.
the silly stuff. It's not like what they look like or how their origins work. It's none of that. It's how they relate to each other. The only relationship they really get are the Professor X and Magneto relationship. But that's actually that's the easiest relationship to get out of X-Men. Mm-hmm. But it's just everything else, man. When you read this book, like the back and forth between Scott and Logan, again, an obvious one. But then you have like Logan and Beast going and Hank going back and forth because of the whole Cure thing going on. So it's just like there's so many little things going on. You have Emma. I've really become an Emma Frost fan, and I like her more with Scott than with Jean. Because it changes the morality of that team and what's going on and her trying to be different, but she's still, you know, Emma Frost. So when I read that, I was like, this is my problem is with the X-Men movies. It's like, they don't get this. Like, it should be more about the relationships, not just putting people with powers together.
Right.
You need to make them, you got to make them, you know, react. You got to make them interact with each other. You know, these are powerful people, but they're flawed. And you have to really go with that. And they're supposed to be like the biggest thing in those six issues is Scott trying to get them to work as a team again and take over. You know, it's just, man, yeah. So I've been reading that. D-Pom put me on to this because we did our Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. review this week. Secret Warriors. The run with Nick Fury and them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm like 16. I've read 16 issues this week. I'm so in on this, yo. Mm-hmm. This shit is so good.
Hey, are you reading these via Marvel Unlimited?
Yes, I'm about to say, yeah, I'm reading them via Marvel Unlimited because that's where you can get all this $10 a month. I've seen some people say that it's not a good deal. I'm like, I don't know what.
How is it?
About.
How could that possibly? How much
comic books is?
Yeah, how could that possibly not be a good deal? That's like three comic books.
Right.
I have no idea what they're talking about because, like, dude, I got I didn't get Storm number three yet because again, I got to pay for that.
Right.
I can get Marvel Unlimited for $10 a month. I get 13,000 issues. So I went like you can get the entire run of Secret Warriors on Marvel Unlimited right now for free.
Yeah,
you're paying the $10 a month. But you read three issues, you've already paid for your subscription for that month. So yeah, man, I'm reading it off of there and it's so good because you then realize where Marvel got so much of the stuff they got for Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Cap 2. Because a lot of these characters are in Secret Warriors, and a lot of what they're doing is in there. Like, there's a scene that happened in Agent S.H.I.E.L.D. this week where they steal the Quinjets. It's a smaller scale thing than what they did in Secret Warriors, where, like, oh, it's kind of the same thing. This is actually kind of dope. And while I don't think Agent S.H.I.E.L.D. will go that full route because they don't have all the characters that can't do it, if they do a tenth of what they're doing in Secret Warriors, yeah, I'm so fucking in, man. This shit is good. So, yeah, that's the biggest thing I've been reading the last week. Because, like I said, I've been reading some other stuff. I read New Avengers and Mighty Avengers. Been reading those, but like I said, Secret Warriors is the one that I've been stuck on right now, and it's just been I'm pretty much gonna read the whole run because I just can't stop reading it right now.
Cool, man. Well, I'll go through my shit. Of course, I've been playing Destiny. I also played the Metro. 2033 and Metro Last Light. Metro Last Light is infinitely better than 2033. So if you're gonna get one, which I suggest you don't get both, because I got it in a package where you get both of them for $50.
Yeah.
Just get the one. Get Last Light. You'll enjoy that. It's $25. It's well worth the $25. It's just a story game. I don't think there's any online to it. But or if there is, it's probably not that interesting. But it's kind of cool to have that future shit, and you really don't. The story is so not that important. You really don't need to play both parts, because what I did was I played both parts, so I knew the whole story. Mm-hmm. But the way the second one starts, you really don't need to know the whole story for the first one, honestly. It kind of feels like a waste, even. So, but the gameplay was fun as shit. The second one, last light. So, you know, might want to check that out. Maybe even wait till it goes on further sale, because I doubt it'll even be that expensive that long, because it's a remake of an older game anyway. But I've been playing that. And then, of course, Destiny, which we already mentioned, has taken up all of my life. So,
yep.
Watching Gotham Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Obviously, we all watched that. The Strain.
I forgot about that one. Yes, that's my show of the summer.
Yeah. Only two episodes left, man. I'm hurt.
Me too.
Oh, I wish that shit could go on forever.
Yes, next week we get to see some old men, and we get to see the Death Squad come back.
Mm-hmm. But The Strain is, honestly, dude, like, The Strain is one of those shows, if someone tells me they don't like it, I just start judging them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I had a couple people be like, yeah, well, you know, if this would have happened in that, I'm like, yeah, okay, then.
Nah, we can't talk.
Why do we live in a world where people just can't watch fake shit and enjoy it?
Right, yeah. Or just let you enjoy it and move the fuck on.
Right.
Yeah, do you know, also, you can stop bringing up that dude wears a wig that plays Ephraim. We know.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, we all seen House of Cards. It's okay.
Yeah, we've all have we all have Netflix, everybody. Mm-hmm. We don't care. So...
I'm not here for F anyway, dog. It's all right. About Vasily, yo.
And I know if y'all niggas care, y'all would bring up other people that obviously have had work done, and y'all don't, because those motherfuckers don't ever play other roles where they show that they had the work done.
Mm-hmm.
So because this dude did all his bald roles first, we got to go through the, it's such a terrible wig every week. Okay, man, we get it. You got eyes. We have eyes. We've seen both. We get it. But The Strain is so good, man. Just... great acting, great writing.
Mm-hmm.
Even that big ass Dracula, man, he's scary as shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he was big. He big. Like, at first, the Dracula was scary to me because it was like 7 feet tall and floating around the ceiling like a roach and shit. But he actually got scarier when you realize that he's sentient and can talk just as good as you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here for your shit.
Dog, when he fucking grabbed Abe in the Nazi prison camp, and he was like, every day you watch me eat these people. And I was like, oh, this nigga can talk? oh, excuse me? I had no idea. Please, I'll just go back to bed now.
Right. I've been like, sorry, sir. I sees nothing.
Right. I'm sorry to have disturbed you. Right. Yeah, Ava Vista, that nigga escaped prison with his hands broke.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know who I fuck with though on the show, and I didn't think I would?
Fett?
Zach.
The kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you know what? He's like, he's Carl Jr. without like Carl Jr. season 1 and season 2 bitch assness, yo.
Right.
Like, this kid actually, he's more likable, he's more useful, I think, than F and Nora, yo.
Like, well, he has, much like Carl Jr., he has two terrible parents.
Yes.
Yes.
And that puts him in immediately a bad spot for the apocalypse, because his mom really went to work. Like, that's why she died. She went to work when they... Dude works for the fucking CDC. And he tells you, yo... whatever you do, get out of town.
Oh, you wouldn't have to tell my black ass twice. I'd be like, all right.
Right. And you go, I think I'm going to go ahead and go to work.
I'm like, baby, I trust you. Mm-mm.
I mean, even minimum, if you hate this nigga, even minimum, you go, well, I'm not going to work.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's I won't leave town, but I'll just keep me and my kid here. She sent her kid to school, went to work. Even after her man returned home all fucked up, she was okay with this. Oh, what a...
She was like, well, honey, do you want to talk now? Oh, okay.
I mean, when they start making that sound they be making.
That growling.
That low guttural clicking shit. That...
oh, no.
Yeah. Like that shit? Nah, man. Fuck you. But yeah, man. So he got two terrible parents. Then his fucking daddy left him with an Alzheimer patient.
Right.
Who was trying to burn, smoke cigarettes, probably burn the whole house down and shit. Like, man, that kid definitely gets a gold star for surviving.
Yes, he does.
Like, really, it also, like, that he was scared when the people came in, even though he really didn't have a reason to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the people came in and was like, we're going to loot the drugstore. The nigga was like, let me just hide just in case. I don't know, y'all. But,
and I got excited when he ran to Gus.
Yo, my nigga is Gus. That's my nigga.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Gus, the trillest.
I'm not even gonna lie, yo. I don't even want Gus to team up with F&M. I want him to find a way to get like an internship with the Vampire Suicide Squad and just work with them niggas.
Dog, I want Gus to like fucking, become the new Abraham.
Right.
Like, cause
that wouldn't surprise me.
He got all the like, you know, proper motivations, and he had just enough dealings with them to know something is up. And he got the best natural instincts on the show.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Like his natural instincts even better than Fat Dog. That nigga be running when it's time to run. He be killing people when it's time to kill.
Yeah, he ain't kill his mama though. He had to leave her there, but he fucked his brother up.
But on the low, I bet you ain't noticed. He kept that light from the window between him and his mama.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed he opened up that window and he was standing on the other side of that light like, oh mama, oh, Madre. Anyway, let me go. He killed that dude, that landlord too. That was good.
Right.
You like, you still want the rent SA? Bam.
Right.
I fuck with Gus, man. Fat great too for putting two in Samwise.
Yes, he was. Yes. He's like, fuck what y'all talking about. Boom, boom.
He killed the shit out of that nigga. They were still trying to discuss they was trying to discuss the humanity of the situation. He was like, what? The fuck is wrong with y'all?
We got shit outside. No, thank you.
Oh, man. But, but he lost a point last week because he almost died. Because for some reason, he kept the light in front of him instead of behind.
That was so stupid, yeah.
I was like, nigga, what are you doing? Your big ass ain't get through this tunnel.
I was like, if they kill this nigga off, I will kick the TV. No, thank you.
Oh, that's my show, though, man. Everybody should watch The Strain. And then I'm also, well, I just finished, and I have to hit up somebody to do a review of this because I don't think, it might have just been me watching this shit, but Extant
with
Halle Berry, I finished that shit.
It looked bad, so I was like, nope.
It was bad.
Halle Berry and I just skipped out.
It was real
bad.
She
can't act, so I was like, nope.
It was real bad, man. You know, it's exactly what y'all think. So,
is it getting better or no?
No, it really didn't.
No.
And I watched every episode just in case they was going to try to put the swerve and add some new. Like, that's one of the good things about Fallen Skies is, like, no matter how disappointing the season gets, nobody hits that last swerve like Fallen Skies. Like, you'll make it through like six episodes and you're like, man, I don't even think I don't know if I'm into this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hit you with like, and then this new alien had showed up. You're like, hold on, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, the whole last two episodes of Fallen Skies with them slug things.
Yeah.
That shit was intense to the motherfucking dog. Them niggas was dying fast. Like, they built up all them characters and they was dying like shit that last episode. I was like, all right, I guess I'm back in. But yeah, Extant wasn't like that at all, man. So I would go into detail, but honestly, I want to spare everybody the details because it wasn't good.
Ah!
And what I've been reading, X-Men and the new X-Men, I don't know when this happened, but it's like X-Women basically.
Uh-oh.
Storm is the leader. They have like Jean Grey's daughter. They have Jubilee, who's a vampire now. Monet. Like, they just got Monet, I think is her name. But they just have like fucking seven women and Beast. Like, that's pretty much the roster right now. And it's good. Like, I didn't think it would be good. I thought it was going to be some corny ass, like, you know, let's capitalize on the feminism movement. Cause you know, Marvel and these companies are cynical as shit. Mm-hmm. You know, like y'all think the NFL cynical. No, my nigga. Read comics. They be like, ooh, gay shit is the wave. Colossus gay now. You like, what? The nigga never did no gay shit the whole time he been? He gay now. That's what make money. Shut up.
Right.
Okay. He getting gay married. Okay. We're going to have an issue with him in a tuxedo. Looking at North Star, and him and North Star gonna kiss, and that's gonna be the cover. And you can get the variant cover of them in thongs. $5 a person.
Right.
Like, it's so like, you know, I thought it was a money grab, so I actually let that book pile up and wasn't reading it. But, it turned out to be real good, man. So, and I like Storm as a leader because she's flawed, and I was scared that they would write her as perfect. so they could be like, you know, we don't want to piss off the black women. But they actually wrote her like flawed, but in a good way, like the same way Cyclops is flawed. Like she could be a little too over. Like she actually, her thing is she could be too ruthless, and she had to learn to dial it back a notch.
That's the thing that I another reason why I hate the movies with her.
Right,
they make her seem like she's just this weak person, but she's a goddess, man. Right. It's like she's not a weakling.
She's not
Scott.
She's the leader of the Morlocks, dog.
Right.
Like, she went down there and kicked Callisto's ass, or Calypso.
Didn't she whoop Scott's ass with no powers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog, that's the shit that they just did not catch in those movies. It felt like they just watched the cartoon.
Right.
And it was like, the same. In the cartoon, every time she get in a fight, she'd be like, oh, no. My claustrophobia. And I think they just watched that shit and they was like, that's what we gonna do, y'all. We just gonna have Halle Berry get claustrophobia every week. And I actually like it better this way with her like leading everybody. And they did some I'll get to how much I hate this shit later, but they did do some that future shit they do where like Storm's daughter from the future came back and was like telling them they needed to stop something today because it would affect the future. Like, we got to stop these storylines, comic book people. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Come up with some today problems, guys. All right. Tired of motherfuckers being like, I'm going to go back and visit my daddy in the future and tell him that he better not kill Xavier or that's the thing that will ruin and stop. Okay. It's enough. I would like a storyline where niggas just come back and try to kill people, like that first Cable storyline where he came back from the future and was killing motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, I don't know y'all niggas, and the history books say y'all gotta die. That was okay.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, he came back. I think it was him, and I think maybe Bishop did it too. Like, Bishop came back and tried to kill Gambit or some shit. Like, I like those storylines better than the fucking come back and talk to my mama storyline. Death of Wolverine, started reading it. Don't worry about it, guys. It's not good.
he dies.
It's taking him too long. He's not dead yet.
Oh, Lord.
I read two of these issues of Death of Wolverine. He's no closer to dying. Schism, which is actually a book about what started the, I think this is an old one I just happened to catch. It's, what started the split between the X-Men, that follow Scott and the ones that follow Wolverine.
Uh-huh.
And that shit was real good. Like, I was surprised. It spanned about four or five books. But I really enjoyed watching like the breakdown between Scott and Wolverine, like going from trying to work together to basically the kids underneath them. They had a disagreement. Wolverine thinks kids shouldn't be, even if they had an X gene, they shouldn't be involved in all the fighting. And Scott, being a kid that was raised to fight by Xavier, is like, fuck that. If you got the X gene, you already a warrior. So how you going to deny them the ability to fight like us? And Wolverine went and started his own school. And there's a real cool episode where it shows how they recruited each member of their schools and how they, you know, decided to which kids to get and shit. It was dope. So Schism was good. Walking Dead continues to be good.
I'm a few episodes behind on that one.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go into detail. Just continues to be good. And the last thing I read, and this is the one where I gotta shit on them, dog. DC, man, what the fuck is up with this Futures End bullshit? That's enough. I hate when they do this, man. Like, you have perfectly good storylines going in all the new 52, and then all of a sudden you pull it to a halt for some gimmicky ass one shot Futures End shit. So now I'm not getting a fucking Batman this month because I'm getting Batman Futures End. And all Futures End take place 5 years into an alternative future that they haven't explained step one of anything about. So it's just all like, what if Robin died?
Oh, they just make shit up.
And in the future, Batman was trying to buy his soul back from hell. Like, yeah, and it's like, but didn't we just leave off with Batman like fighting the Riddler? What are we doing? And it would be okay if it was one or two books. It's every goddamn book.
Ugh.
Yeah, man. Y'all wasted an issue of every book for this bullshit. And all of them are one shot, so it's not even like you can make the argument, well, it's fundamentally changing shit for the future. No, it's not. It's just the same shit. 5 years from now, if I'm reading these books, none of this shit will count. So stop. Money grabbing ass motherfuckers. Anyway, we got news. We got an email too. Adrian writes in, hey, Rod, Karen, and Chris. And I'm going to add Sterling because you didn't know he was going to be here, Adrian, but now you do.
Boom.
Love the show. Hopefully by the next Nerd Off episode, we all will have some Destiny stories to talk about. We do. We definitely do. I have a quick rant on behalf of my sister. I'm the nerd in my family, but she does enjoy The Sims on PC and was pretty excited about The Sims 4. Well, from my understanding, Sims 3 was a big letdown for a lot of people. So
Yeah, I had to tap out of that.
Yeah, I heard it was like a whole lot of like, oh, you want jeans? Well, you got to pay for them jeans.
Right. They got to the point where it was like, they nickel and dimed you to death. Yeah. It was like, fuck this. I can't work and just earn shit. No.
Right. You want some furniture in this house? Well, shit, you gonna have to open up a line of credit. The game came out recently and she began watching gameplay and apparently the fans are pissed off. You know what, man? Maybe this is what happens when EA buys your shit. Cause I think EA bought The Sims.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, EA bought Max a couple years ago.
Yeah, man. So maybe
it didn't used to be like that.
Yeah, maybe they decided like this is how we're gonna make money off this formula. Mm-hmm. She told me that little things like dishwashers, which have been in The Sims 1 through 3, were nowhere to be found.
Oh shit! That why would you do that? Who wants to hand wash dishes?
Toddlers are also not in the game. Nope. Something I remember seeing in all the past games.
Mm-hmm.
I began to joke with her, saying that the guys at EA probably wanted to work on Madden 15 instead of Sims. I'm sure that joke didn't go over well.
I know it didn't.
You ever be mad about some shit and then someone busts a joke and you be like, nigga, this is serious.
Right.
I know it sounds like I'm talking about dishwashers and toddlers,
but I take this seriously.
I spent $60 on this shit.
Right. That's why I haven't bought one in a very long time, because I was like, I can't do it.
I remember the Battlefield 4 release had issues too, and that were worked out over several months of patches. Do any of you know or have opinions on what the hell is wrong with EA to let the Sims franchise have such a fall in quality? Thanks, Adrian. He says, also, P.S., it ain't me playing Sims, just my sister. And P.P.S., Chris has a great podcast, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, there's no shame in saying you play The Sims.
Right. I was going to say, this is how people say, I don't listen to Childish Gambino. I bought this album for my sister. Like, well, you got it up awfully loud.
I don't know what it, I mean, Sterling, you're the resident gaming person, but I don't know what it is with EA, because they have good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They either just rush it out, or they do this stuff where they just do things. It's like, you're EA, you don't need more money, what the fuck are you doing?
Right, you can take your time on games, and if it's not complete, don't put the shit out.
Yeah, it's odd, like, I don't know, I think it's definitely something about them killing off Maxis after they acquired them. Because you can see, like, the definite change in it. Because even, like, I had Sims 3. It just didn't even have the feel of Sims 2. Like, I really can't explain, but it just didn't seem as interesting or fun. But with the whole other shit, like the toddlers and everything like that, I'm pretty sure they will patch it in later because they did say they would. But it does seem odd for them just to not. Like, when you make a sequel to a game, in my eyes, you should always be taking what was the core that was there, and then adding on to it.
Right, and taking out the stuff people complained about. The little small things.
Foxer, like, I don't...
Yeah, now, what was the deal with Battlefield 4 anyway when it came out? Like, what was broken that they had to patch?
It netcode issues. It's still happening in Battlefield 4 sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. I had it for a long time in Battlefield 4. Like, I bought it day one on Xbox One, and I couldn't play till maybe about like February or so with it, and still like it was to maybe like August where I could actually play. Like, I would just be in the game and the world wouldn't spawn around me. I would just be in a black orb basically running around and shit. Just a whole bunch of issues. And the one good thing is, even though Battlefield is an EA game, it's still made by DICE. And DICE cares about that game, mm-hmm. so they still constantly work on it, which isn't something you could say for something like Maxis with Sims. Like, Sims is really just an EA game now, where DICE is the one who develops Battlefield, and then EA distributes it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, go ahead, Chris.
It's sad, because I actually like... I actually like Battlefield 4 more than I did... Call of Duty, because you can do so much more with it. mm-hmm. because it had so many issues, it keeps people from getting to it and playing it, and it turns people off, man, which is sad, because it is, to me, it is a superior game.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. But it's a little shit that can kill you, and if you don't, and like, that's the other thing about acquiring properties that you don't really have a love for.
Right.
You know, because like, yeah, I know that it seems tedious and besides the point, but maybe people did like going to the dishwasher.
Right. You know what? Yeah, maybe people didn't want to have to pay extra for some jeans that you could just go in your closet and then have stuff kind of prepared. Here's your, eight outfits. Anything beyond this, you have to pay for versus no outfits and some shit like that. Or, you know, the bedazzled jean is $19.99. You're like, well, shit, I barely got the house with the $8.95 I'm getting paid per hour. You're like, mm-mm.
Yeah, man. So I can't really be mad at that, man. I actually appreciate, I can't be mad at your sister for not liking that shit, right, man. I get that some things you streamline to make them more accessible to regular people, which is what I assume they're doing. But then there's every once in a while where the tedium is what people like.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's a part of that game. The part of that game is that process and going through that process and, you know, seeing the children and going to work and, you know, having a job and little small things. And it's one of those things where, especially for PC, make tons of money and you making a shortcut now and will end up, you end up looking over, why isn't this shit selling? It's not selling because you're not giving people what they wanted because you're making shortcuts.
All right. Well, let's talk news, man. Everybody knows we have a lot of news. I think it's been almost a month since we did a show. First things first, everybody should have saw, but Lucy Lawless got her job with the Shield, Agents of Shield. It's Isabel Hartley. I don't know if that nigga dead or not, but that was fast.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I don't want to say she is dead just because, like, you don't bring Lucy Lawless in just to do a role like that and kill her off. But then again, it's a Whedon, like, if Whedon's not writing it, but if it's his kind of style of show, you never know.
What happened with Victoria Hand, like, mm-hmm. I keep assuming she's alive, but every episode goes by and she ain't back.
Right. Yeah, the only reason I don't think Lucy's dead is just because they cut her arm off. Like that, like, even though, of course, you know, it was because of what she was holding, but that just lets you bring her back with a metal arm, yo. And that's just some shit I would like to see, and I'm figuring they would do that.
Yeah, because she even said something about it when they was in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. By the way, now that we actually are on it, absorb it, man, nigga.
Mm. Right. Oh, he was a beast.
Knocked it out the fucking park.
He turned into glass. I was like, oh, y'all niggas about to die. What happened now?
That part where he takes the chain and the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen. That show, people gonna be mad they missed out, man. They gonna be mad they missed out.
It was a great starter episode.
Yeah, man. Oh, God. Well, so Lucy Lawless in that shit now. Netflix bought the rights to Gotham for an exclusive video on demand deal. Yeah, I mean, this is why you listen to the Nerd Off. Mm-hmm. Been on this shit from day one, man. Right. Netflix taking over.
Mm-hmm. Netflix gonna be people cable, and cable companies are frightened of that.
Eventually, I'm telling you, Netflix gonna start bringing back some of these shows that the networks had too high expectations for, but they would be perfect for to binge watch, you know. And I would not be surprised at all to see, like, you know, Almost Human or something pop up on Netflix.
I would love Almost Human. Almost Human was, I remember Chris was talking about this before, was where they, instead of doing the DVR recordings, they was like, well, going by the standard Nielsen ratings, was like, well, it's not high ratings. And then when the council was like, oh, y'all people liked it? Fuck yes. We might not have been watching it when it streamed live, but we liked the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing that happened with the Agent Shield this week. All of a sudden, I think it was The Strand that was like, they only talk about the ratings when they get the Live Plus 7 ratings. So everybody was like, man, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. ratings are down this year. And I'm like, you do realize that doesn't include any of the DVR ratings or anything else like that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Because a lot of people these days, it's too many shows.
Like, right.
I'm watching all these new shows coming out now. I'm watching the premieres live. Other than that, I'm probably going to catch everything the next day. Yep. Because I can't watch them live. So not only just DVR, but now that I got all these apps on my Xbox One. I got the CW app. I got the ABC app on my tablet. I can watch them anywhere I need to.
Yep.
AMC is ordering a spinoff series of The Walking Dead.
I'm in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give.
At this point, I don't know how they could top what they're doing already, but I'm in to see them try.
Yeah, I don't even know what it's going to be about. Mm-hmm. But
and don't care.
If I could, just let it just be all about Morgan, you know, bring him back.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
That would be dope.
I think they said something about it's they want to, and this is something you see in when you play the games. There's a huge world out there. We have no idea what's going on outside of this group.
Yeah, it would give them a game. It would give them a chance.
How far is this going? We have no idea if this is a worldwide issue or anything like that. It's so much you can do.
It would give them a chance to build up some other characters too, and then have like an epic showdown, like what they did in the last season, part one, where they went and showed the governor's like come into power, and it made the showdown at the end even better because you knew what the stakes were for both sides as opposed to just one. They could do something like that, and they've shown the ability to be able to pull it off in the past. This would just be that to the 10th power. So that could be dope, you know? I mean, anyway, I'm in. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah. I'm not going nowhere.
It's not like I was going to say I wasn't in anyway. A Nightwing-led Teen Titans nears a pilot on TNT. Someone hit me up and was like, so we finally reached the point where they just start picking up things that suck. So I was like,
Nightwing a beast.
I was like, one, we don't know this will suck. Two, how is this a bad problem?
Right.
Yeah.
Titans, one of the best franchises going. It's just, it's never been able to catch on for some reason with the Cartoon Network. But I would love to see this shit, like, explored.
Me too.
Sorry, Karen, go ahead.
I was just saying me too.
Yeah, no, the thing that kills me about this is, people have been dying to get Nightwing added to fucking Arrow because of all the hints they've been dropping. Now they're just like, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're just going to make a whole fucking Teen Titans show. I'm like, okay, and it's on TNT.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be network TV. So you know it can be dark.
Yeah. DC is killing this TV shit, by the way. I mean, when that fucking Gotham goes off, and you see that it's on Fox, but it's got that WB logo.
Right.
You just gotta like bow down. Like
I'm telling you, niggas, just wait until the Flash comes on.
Then I'm so crunk about that.
Yeah,
that
I think we're that 2 weeks away.
And Arrow both come on. Me and Roger talked about it, and we basically it's a show coming on like every single day of the week, like 7 days straight. We had to go back and like delete shit that I hadn't got behind. I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna have to binge it on Netflix because. We got too much shit getting ready to restart.
The Deadpool movie will be made. And I actually have a few articles about this one. One, the release date, February 12, 2016. So that actually gives me hope because that's having a release date is way further along than I thought they would be. Because when people just said they're going to make it, I was like, I saw the, you know, footage and I want Ryan Reynolds to do it, but I thought that was just like, to get funding for the movie?
I think you do a great job at it.
Apparently, the movie's going to get made. It's got a release date. Some people were upset that they thought it was going to be PG-13. Here's the thing. The comic book, for those of us who actually do read Deadpool, which I'm assuming most people don't, is PG-13. What do y'all think is happening in that book? Like, either you don't read the book or you're okay with PG-13. It's not both ways.
I forgot to mention this when I was talking about what I read. And hold on, can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I thought my thing was. I started to realize that people who love these characters, I think they get their idea from these characters through other sources other than the actual source material.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I say this. When I'm going back and reading all these comic books and stuff like that, and you know, the Amazing Spider-Man 2 is a good point because everybody talked about how bad it was they introduced all these characters. When you read comic books, you start realizing how close to a comic book the Amazing Spider-Man 2 is, because just like in comic books, they introduce things and don't fully explain them until later on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what comic books do all the time. there are several times, like, you'll get to the famous scene in Astonishing X-Men, they do that. But it also happened on reading Secret Warriors, where you're reading this stuff, and you're just like, man, this stuff doesn't make any sense. What's going on? And then later on, you find out, they'll do, like, a flashback. And you're like, damn, Nick Fury's a fucking beast, yo. I can't believe it. So he has this setup the entire time. It's just like, that's what happens in comic books. You can't just... So, I'm not surprised that people are going, oh, Deadpool needs to be R-rated. It's like, why? Mm-hmm. Well, I asked you, I was like, what does an R-rated Deadpool do for you that a PG-13 Deadpool doesn't do? We're going to still get them jokes. Mm-hmm. We're still going to get that. I mean, PG-13 is not the same PG-13 it used to be.
Dude, no, the best.
Violent as shit.
The best, dirtiest Marvel joke happened in Guardians of the Galaxy. Where he said, if you had a black light in here, it looked like a Jackson Pollock painting. That's a PG, that's a fucking PG joke. Like, you don't even need, you know, like, there was no cursing in that, and it's dirty as shit. Deadpool does stuff like that all the time.
Well, and the thing that gets me about it is, like, we talk about this with Ninja Turtles. I feel like people are fucking selfish. It's like, you want an R-rated Deadpool, but you grew up on a Ninja Turtles thing that was, for the most part, blasphemy, if you think about it. You know, it wasn't violent as it could have been in the comics. Nothing's ever as violent as a comic book because it's a fucking comic book.
Right.
You know, so it's like, it doesn't need to be. It's just, I hear people say that with Deadpool, it's saying with Wolverine. I'm like, come on, man. You're being selfish. And making it R-rated does not mean it's going to be a good film.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I actually think it lowers the bar because they don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, for me, it's much easier.
Yeah, if they're going to do a PG-13 movie, that means they want a wide appeal, but they want it to be good. And the thing about this, too, that people keep forgetting is Deadpool's also going to be a part of their X-Force movie. So you can't make him his movie R-rated and throw him into an X-Force movie and make that PG-13. And they're not going to make an X-rated, an R-rated, you know, X-Force movie. So, like I said,
I just think the rating doesn't matter as much as people think because
it doesn't.
As someone who reads the comics, it's violent, but it's violent in a silly type of way that they don't actually like just show him coming through like fucking blasting holes in everybody's head in every scene. like it's always comical. One of my favorite reads, I forgot to mention this because it was such a small series and, I don't even know if people want to go find it, but if you need some references to know it, right? So first of all, it's Deadpool versus X-Force and it goes back to the 90s and shows like the first time Cable and Deadpool met. And, for people that know, when Cable showed up, Deadpool was his main bad guy for a while. They go back in time and do a time travel thing. Deadpool gets a hold of a time machine and starts fucking up the past. And so Cable he goes and gets X-Force together for the first time and they go to fight like Deadpool in the past. And they're doing shit like fighting in World War II, in the Civil War, except, Revolutionary War. But except Deadpool is giving the British like mechs and shit, and he was and like he's making all these jokes about the 90s, like how certain artists couldn't draw like people's feet, or how like because he's always making those jokes like that go past the third wall or whatever, break the fourth wall. He had another joke where he said some shit like, "Why does everybody in this cartoon have patches? Like, I mean, have not patches, those containment pockets, like, cause back in the 90s, they used to draw every character with them big ass pockets and shit, like, like all these places to hold store stuff. So like, he keeps making jokes like that, and it's a silly thing. It's over the top. Of course, people die, but it's not this graphic ass, like, his brain splattering everywhere type of death. He's lighthearted and funny. They never show the cuss words. So I just figured they're gonna do that in PG-13, like, They'll find a cute, funny way, which is what Deadpool is good. The Deadpool comic book is good at. They work around shit by letting you know, like, the joke is, hey, we know we can't curse, but watch how we kind of mess with this formula. You know? So I don't know why anyone would be upset that it's not rated R. Yeah. I mean, he's not a dude you see naked. He's not a dude that got titties in every episode. Like, it was just very weird to read that shit, man.
We're a reactionary society.
Yeah.
And I think people just, they hear things like that and they're like, oh, it can't, you know, it's just, wait a minute, just calm the fuck down. It's like, what are you really missing if you don't get an R-rated Deadpool. Like, what? There's nothing. And, you know, so.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people not really knowing what separates an R-rated movie from a PG-13 movie. Because I don't know, like, how many people that were really complaining about really watch movies. Because I just, maybe like 3 weeks ago saw, The Maze Runner. Mm-hmm. And that was PG-13. A kid got shot and a teenager got impaled in that movie.
Yeah, they died brutally in that movie.
Yeah, like, you can do a lot in a PG-13 movie. You just can't say fuck, like, more than, what, twice? Like, come on, like, you can work around it, you know what I mean? Like,
not only can you do a lot, but it's grown. Like, no bullshit, I hate these people because they make, I don't buy their arguments, but people that make the argument of that, you know, movies are so violent these days, they're right. It's way more violent nowadays. The R-rated like horror movies you used to get back in the day, like Halloween and things like that, mm-hmm. they're PG compared to what we get these days.
Right.
Like, shit looks real. Like he was bringing a Maze Runner. Like, them kids get fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, they get fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know? And it's just like, yeah, so you don't get to say, you know, it's like the when people complain about the season finale of The Walking Dead, and they were like, "Well, they couldn't say you don't know who you're fucking with. Fuck this show!" Right. It's like, really, they just showed you they're eating people.
Right.
He killed a dude by biting through his neck.
Right.
But right. It's not enough cursive.
And you're mad because they can't say fuck.
You know what else would be dope if they actually put beeps in the Deadpool movie? That would be just like the fucking comic book. Like, I'm not even joking right now, dude. If they put beeps in the Deadpool movie, that shit would be the same way the comic book is.
You know what, though? Because when you read what the dude said about their work, he's like, again, people aren't used to, they hear this stuff, they see the int, they don't read the words.
Right.
The person, I can't remember the director, whoever saying they were working on was like, we think we found a way to possibly make the script work and be PG-13. What it makes it sound like to me is they're trying to keep it as close to the edge as possible, mm-hmm. and still get around it. So I wouldn't be shocked if they do shit like that.
Dude, I can see I can see a whole like 2 minute bit of them, like, of him trying to find a way to curse in the movie and not being allowed to, and like breaking the fourth wall and like being like, what the fuck? What is that? You know what I mean? Like, looking above his head. That could be dope as shit, man. People just need to be more creative, mm-hmm. and let him do what he's doing. Cause like, I played that video game, dude, and that video game was fun as shit, man. It wasn't even a good game. It's just fun cause Deadpool is fun. Mm-hmm. So just calm down, man. Also, it's Marvel. What the fuck are we? I'm moving to the next story.
Yes, that's right. It's Marvel.
Marvel's next bad movie will be their first bad movie since fucking they took over Disney shit, man.
Well, not even that. Well, I mean, Fox is doing it, but okay. Again, Fox is only, even the Wolverine isn't that bad. Mm-hmm. Like, to be frank, there hasn't really been, I keep saying this, we haven't had a really, really, really bad comic book movie since Green Lantern.
Yeah.
The big budget ones. I mean, yeah. The little small ones like Jonah Hex.
Well, for the record, you know, I like First Class and the second First Class was
right. That's what I'm saying.
So Days of Future Past. So like, I'm not as down on them. And I like, literally, and I can't stress this enough, like 80% of the Wolverine is so good.
I'm there with you.
80% is so good. Like, literally, the reason I was so hurt is I was in the theater like, are they really gonna do it? Like, they really just, I can't believe, you know what, man? What was I thinking? What was I nervous about?
Mm-hmm.
And then that last like 10 minutes hits and you're just like, oh, you niggas.
Yo, dude, people forget, there's blood on Wolverine's claws in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
They even put blood on his claws in that movie. And that's the other thing that gets me, it's like, so you guys are worried about Deadpool being PG-13, yet and still, anytime they get a chance to let Wolverine stab a motherfucker in the chest, he stabs a motherfucker in the chest.
Every time.
Like, right.
And that's not even the cool thing about Deadpool. That's like the least cool thing about the character is he kill everybody, like,
right.
The jokes and shit is what makes it good. And, you know, and honestly, dude, we're finally at the point. Ryan Reynolds needs this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think we'll be getting no half-ass shit. I think he's going to be selling out as hard as he can.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again, Sterling.
Now he going to ham it up.
Yeah, he going to be. Dude, just the footage they showed from the trailer, the little the preview joint, he was already, like, selling out as hard as he could. He's like, y'all ain't blaming no more of these movies on me. And I'm okay with that. Marvel editor in chief on the Spider-Woman cover. I apologize for the mixed messaging. The message wasn't mixed.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Who's looking to crack her ass? What?
Right, yeah.
Why are we pretending that this didn't happen?
Right.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay. If you say so. But yeah, that's Spider-Woman, that fucking Spider-Man, that Spider-Woman cover was hilarious, dog.
The only thing that more hilarious to me was people trying to actually defend it.
Yes!
Yeah. Right.
I'm just like, no, there's no, it's, well, it's not that bad. It's a classic, Spider-Man, no, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
Dude, I saw like people making like spoof posters of that shit.
Yes.
And them shits was so good.
The one I forgot, I think it was by the dude that does the oatmeal comic. Mm. Did the one that Spider-Man's in the same pose, but his balls had to crack in it, dog.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I seen one where artists took all the male superheroes and basically like drew their package through their spandex.
Yes.
Oh. I was like, nope, you right. Y'all win this argument. I would never buy that shit. Fucking Spider-Man with his dick print on the cover, man. I'll be like, I'm not getting that book. I'll wait till next month.
You skipped out a copy.
Oh my God. They were so right.
Yeah, they won that one. I was like, okay, you got it.
There's a rumor that Amazon is reviving the live action Tick TV series with Patrick Warburton.
That's really old school right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, nobody watched this but me. Remember how earlier we were talking about there was some shows that is me and 10 people watching?
I watched that, him and the rabbit looking dude.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the live action, not the cartoon.
Oh, no, I didn't see live action, I see cartoon.
Yeah, nobody watched the live action with me. So, yeah, I'm down with this, but what I was gonna say, and Karen brought it up, I would much rather see the cartoon.
That's what, yeah, I was getting excited about that. I was like, Amazon, oh shit, they're
in
the cartoon?
Amazon really needs to think about that, man. Like, rather than bringing a live action, because, I mean, Netflix got into animation with BoJack Horseman.
Right.
You know, I would love to see them, like, you know, pull something out with this, man. You know, that Tick cartoon was funny as shit to me, man.
Yes, it was.
One of his main villains was Chair Face, and it was just a nigga with a chair coming out of his neck.
Right.
Like, it was a talking chair and shit. That shit was stupid, but, yeah, the Tick, man. They might bring it back to Amazon. Black Panther, the movie, has been confirmed by Stan Lee.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. One, I don't know how much control people think Stan Lee has.
Right.
He's been doing a ton of movies. A ton of interviews for the last, like, month. I don't know what's going on, but I've just been seeing a lot of quotes from him. And this all sounds like shit that the Marvel executives are like, Stan, please don't, man.
He was gonna, like, fuck y'all.
We're trying to wait to announce this at Comic-Con. He's like, bitch, I'm dying.
Right. I'm not going to be around here too much longer.
I created / stole all this shit. Okay? Now I'm not. I'm not waiting for y'all to announce this shit. I announce what I want.
Right. Because what the fuck are you going to do? Nothing, right? Okay.
Yeah, so I just thought that was interesting, man. Didn't know if, but, and also, man, did we need that confirmed? Don't bow to the pressure, Stan. Trust me on one thing, Marvel. The nerds are coming. You don't need to break to their pressure of, we want a woman movie. They're going to watch whatever the fuck you put out anyway.
Yep.
So don't, if you got the shit in the work, don't even try to prove it to them. They'll mm-hmm. see it when they get it. And if they're too dumb to realize that it takes years to make a movie, and that they didn't have any effect on whether there was a Black Widow movie or not because you started that process 5 years ago, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
DC Comics is rumored to be making its own version of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, I think that's a little disingenuous on the title because they're not actually making a Guardians of the Galaxy. They are making like this superhero team that's led by like, who the fuck was in this shit? It was like, Legion of Superheroes. And it's supposed to be like, who the fuck was in it? Black Adam. a bunch of people. I don't know who I was in it, but the point being, people think they saw that Guardians of the Galaxy number and realize that maybe they can get a little silly and do some outer space shit. We'll see. You know, I'm not getting too far ahead of myself with DC shit. Like, let's just get this this first joint out the way. This Batman Justice League type joint and see where it goes from that. Cause I'm actually really excited about it, you know? But yeah, it was like, it's called Legion of Superheroes, which is the most basic fucking name. You know, if you want to get people excited, you're going to have to come up with something better than that. Cause like, at least in Guardians of the Galaxy, that's an ironic title. Like Guardians of the Galaxy is like, you know, a fat dude named Tiny. Cause they basically were making a joke on y'all are trash and riffraff and y'all are petty and will never save the world.
Right.
And it stuck because they was like, yeah, the fucking galaxy of the Guardians of the Galaxy over here. And it stuck. Michael Douglas will be in Ant-Man. He won't be wearing a superhero costume, so all the nerds can calm down.
Right.
There's a lot of rumors that he would be. It will be two Ant-Men at the same time. How they gonna do that? I don't know how they gonna do it either, but it's Disney and it's Marvel.
Well, who cares? They're let them do their thing.
We really need to start like an app where you can go complain about Marvel movies, and then before you can put your complaint in, it asks you, "Are you going to see the movie anyway?" And if you say yes, it just don't send the complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, now this I got really excited about. There's a rumor for Slash Film that there could possibly be a Obi-Wan standalone film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the way in. On the low, man, I didn't notice this till I was watching the trilogy again. I'm sorry. The prequels, for those of you that still think those other movies are trilogies. I was watching the what I call the trilogy. And I realized that's really a dope Obi-Wan origin story more than it is even an Anakin Star
yes, it is.
Darth Vader origin or anybody mm-hmm. else. Like, really, we watch Obi-Wan come of age in that joint.
Right.
Because in that first joint, he goes from the Padawan of Qui-Gon. Yeah, we watch him go from Liam Neeson's understudy to defeating Darth Maul. To taking taking Anakin under his wing as the oldest Padawan ever, by the way, to having to kill that. I mean, fuck that nigga up. I mean, he basically killed him and left him for dead. Like he basically cut that nigga up and left him on the shores of lava to burn forever.
Right, because he told him, "I got the high ground." He was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." He was like,
"Like we watched him come to the realization that his fucking student killed them younglings, dog."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He like, yes, I'll take a standalone film. I do want to know what happens to him between like Luke finally coming of age and finding him. You know, I want to know what happened between when he like retired. Mm-hmm. To Tatooine, and when he actually hooked up with Luke again. I guarantee you some good adventures in there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you need to do that shit while you still got a good actor that wants to play the part. So.
Right, and he's very good at it.
Yeah. I mean, this nigga beat up Grievous, dog. For those of you that don't watch Clone Wars or didn't see the cartoon
Grievous
Clone
was
Wars
a beast.
By Tatakowski or whatever, nigga... Grievous killed so many Jedi. That's what he do. He killed like if you don't watch the Clone Wars and you don't really know, but like in part 3 Revenge of the Sith, when Grievous pulls out two more lightsabers and is like, "Finally I can add y'all's lightsabers to my collection." Yeah, every lightsaber, he got those from other people. He killed them. He is a beast, dog. The only people that ever fuck with him was Mace Windu and Obi-Wan. So, yeah, man, I'm a big fan of Obi-Wan. And I would love to see more adventures from this nigga because he good.
I think he is, too.
Let's see what other news we got here. And what's that dude's name? Ian McGregor? Is that who plays him? Yeah.
Yeah.
The new Grand Theft Auto 5 will be out in November, and it's going to be next gen for Xbox One and shit. The same thing is happening with Sleeping Dogs, in case people care about that. There's a Venom movie coming out. They haven't cast it yet, but just wanted to say I want to see Venom. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
They're not gonna do like they did in the other Spider-Man, did they? Are they?
What do you mean?
Remember, not the recent one, but the one before that was some bullshit.
No, this is gonna be a Venom by himself standalone movie.
Oh, okay.
I just hope they do it true to form, man. I want him to be saying we and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When he get hit, I want him to be saying that us with that all them S's on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they do it right, because I think they're supposed to be doing a Venom movie and they're trying to do a Sinister Six movie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people always are all skeptical and shit like this. Man, I've been a fan of these new Spider-Man movies.
Me
so
too.
I'm treating it like Marvel right now. I'm like, mm-hmm. All right, until they fuck up. I don't care. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm sorry. I can't trust people when they say they start listening problems with Amazing Spider-Man 2. I saw it again when I watched it at home.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is a fucking amazing, man.
Yeah, dog. I don't get the problem. So, yeah, I listen to people talk about, I was on a podcast where that dude was shitting on that Amazing Spider-Man. I let him go on till he got out of the system. And I was like, yeah, A+. I don't give a fuck what you just said.
Right.
Shit good. I was on the edge of my seat. But I was gonna say if they do it right, then Venom will be that menacing. If he's the menacing Venom that we should have gotten in number three of the first trilogy,
mm-hmm.
I'll be more than excited.
Yeah.
Cause that motherfucker in the comic books was really on some like Spider-Man. If people remember, Spider-Man didn't really beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he kind of let Spider-Man live. You know,
well, not only that, but that was like one of the few times that Spider-Man's ever really been afraid. Like, he's definitely afraid of Venom.
Yeah. And because
Venom.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, Venom gets by his spider sense. It's just like, yeah, man, that's real fear there. So they, and this is what, this is where I want comic movies to go now. I want them to get these kind of elements, the elements that I'm sorry, most people that claim to be comic fans don't actually get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want that. Like, that's the part I need of Venom now. I don't have a problem. I know that he'll look fine. He'll get the other stuff down. I want to make sure that it's, if you have Spider-Man there and you do a Venom, it should be a horror film.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Venom is horrifying. You know?
Venom is essentially the bully that him turning into Spider-Man was supposed to make him avoid. Like,
right.
He can't tell him what his spider sense. He knows his secret identity.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he had the costume on before Venom. And Venom basically was, and also, the nigga hates him in real life.
Right.
Eddie Brock is big as shit compared to Peter Parker. So like, it was every like, this is me, you gonna get your ass whooped moment possible. And him winning quote unquote those fights was always dope, because at the end of the day it was just like it would take everything for him just to live. And
mm-hmm.
You know, I hope that they I expect them to do a good job, so we'll see what happens. Marvel and Jack Kirby, the Jack Kirby estate finally reached a settlement over the rights for all those characters. Which, I guess it's sad because, I mean, I guess Jack Kirby dead, you know, and it's kind of sad that it took him after he died before they figured out how to settle this. But, they issued a joint statement. Marvel and the family of Jack Kirby have amicably resolved their legal disputes and are looking forward to advancing their shared goal of honoring Mr. Kirby's significant role in Marvel's history. Earlier when I made the joke about Stan Lee stealing shit, this is who he was, alleged that stolen shit from.
Mm-hmm.
And many other young Jewish writers at the time, but Jack Kirby, as probably the most famous of those. So, you know, good for them, man. I mean, Marvel's done a couple classy moves in the last, like, few months that people haven't talked about. And this is one of them. The other one was a dude that created the Guardians of the Galaxy. he's like in a hospital and shit, and they went and like went to the hospital and visited him, and I think they gave him some money and shit too. So, you know, it's good that they're not just fucking making these billions of dollars and then being like, man, fuck these motherfuckers, man. It's our money. So good, good for everybody involved, man. Xbox Live Games with Gold, in October. We're gonna get, Bad Company 2 and Darksiders 2, for Xbox, what is this, for Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And a game called Chariot is a new title coming from a Canadian developer, Freema Games, and is part of the ID at Xbox program for independent self-published games. It's a 2D local co-op platformer featuring a princess and her fiance who are transporting the corpse of her father, the king, to his final resting place. And that'll be on Xbox One. So there you go. October 1st to the 31st for Xbox One. Battlefield Bad Company 2, the 1st to the 15th on Xbox 360. And the 16th through the 31st on 360, Darksiders 2. So there you go. Games with Gold for this month. Stay away. That's why you listen to the show. Stay up there on it. I realize how big a nerd I am when I was talking to my friends who have Xboxes and they didn't know about the Games with Gold program.
Oh
wow.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, man, you know, I was playing so and so, which is cool because it's free, Games with Gold. What's that?
they're not really gamers then.
Yeah, I just realized, like, you know, I talk and hang out with a lot of nerds because that would have been like, you know, get joked on time with me and any of my other friends.
Right. Like, they got the system because they spent their $500 because it was cool, not because they really are in the games.
Well, they didn't even, well, they still have 360s, but the games are free on 360 too. Yes, but they don't even know that, like, a lot of them didn't even know they had trailers for games and demos and shit on there. So, okay, here's my official, man, come on, dog. Michael K. Williams want to be Black Panther, man?
Oh, yeah, I saw that shit, and I was like, okay.
No.
I actually had somebody hit me up and was like, what do you guys think about the black kid from Maze Runner being Black Panther? And I was just like, why are we doing this?
Come on, guys.
Why is it tossing anybody black in the air?
Yeah. Really, I'm like, listen, right now, Chadwick Boseman is my pick. I think he's talked to Marvel quietly. Until then, I'm tired of doing this. Like, right now, every black person wants to be Black Panther because why the fuck not? Who wouldn't want to get that fucking Marvel contract?
Ain't that money?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, now, in a lot of these situations, they haven't even talked to the motherfucker. Like, in this one, they said, had he been approached, he said, no, not yet. I'm saying yet with a lot of emphasis, but hopefully I'm looking forward to being a part of the franchise. Nigga, what are you talking about?
Right, if they ain't approached you, as much as they got their movies planned out to 2056, if they ain't talked to you by now, they are not talking to you.
Yo, this nigga really trying to be on some bully Marvel. I haven't talked to him yet. That's, you know what this does? That's what a nigga that's stalking you does.
Right.
Like, hey, so how'd your date go? Oh, yeah, man, we together now. We go together. Oh, okay, cool. Then you talk to her, and she's like,
go together.
Who is this nigga, yo?
Yeah, who's Jay? No, I ain't never fucked no Jay.
Oh, girl, come on, why are you playing like that? Yeah. Now you don't know me?
In front of my boys? Dog, and then they asked him what part he had his eye on. He said, Black Panther, yeah, definitely. I would have paid $100 if they would have said, can you name another black character? Real quick, just any other black character you might be interested in playing?
Man,
Storm,
Black Widow,
Black Widow. they got like a black line or something. They got one of them.
Yo, the thing that kills me about this is people will be like, oh man, you know, I'm surprised nobody took this and ran with it because people always be like, oh, they're good. They take these rumors and run with them like, oh, I can't believe they're gonna do this. I'm like, they're not. Look at who they've cast. Yeah. Marvel hasn't fucked up. Like, the only reason I was pissed about the Anthony Mackie casting for Falcon was I was like, he could have been Black Panther, you know? Because I know how good he is, and then when you see what he did with that role, you're just like, Yeah, man, Marvel don't fuck up with these kind of things, so just relax, yo.
Yeah, that was a real, okay. Like, that Mackie casting was a real, like, I'm glad I kept it close to my vest that I didn't think it was a good casting. Because he knocked it out the park. I have nothing bad to say about that shit. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, this nigga, really? This nigga got to be in everything. You know what I mean? Then they... I went and saw that movie, and I was like, he good. He was real good in it. The part was written well. I really don't have shit to say, man. Good job, buddy. And I can't wait to see you in the next one. So I personally am not. And then, like, the other thing is, it's not a casting rumor if the fucking actor says he wants to do it.
Right.
It's not really a rumor. That's just him wanting to do it. It's different than I've had talks with or... He was seen with a meeting with so-and-so.
Yeah, coming out the building to some shit,
yeah. Like, I don't really want to, I mean, shit, even with Anthony Mackie, man, I remember when he started bulking up, and people was like, oh, he about to do something action-oriented. You know, so I don't see it for Michael K. Williams. Also, I feel like I was the first on the Chadwick Boseman bandwagon. So yeah. I'm definitely not coming off of that shit, because I was on that when niggas was like, who? And I came off of that strictly from them Jackie Robinson previews and how he ain't like them white people.
Yeah, that 40.
His face. Yeah, he got them eyes.
Nigga, 42, like he sold it. That moment in 42 when the white dude go to congratulate him on the street when he with his wife.
Yeah.
He staring at him before he walk up, like he got it.
Yep, he got it, dog. He got that, like, listen, I'm going to listen to you, white man, but just know one fucking thing you say wrong,
I will fuck you up.
That's Black Panther Steve.
I have a feeling Marvel was watching that and was going, we found him.
Right. I feel like they had a binder full of black actors, and then that happened to be playing in the background. Nope. Like, the TV was just on in the background, and they just sitting there like, Wesley Snipes? Nah. Michael K. Williams, you got to be crazy. What about this dude? Look, we've been through the book twice. I don't think we have anybody. And then the background's like, coming soon to theaters, Disney's 42.
Just, and everybody looked up going, oh,
yeah, just a
bunch found
of, bunch of clips of Chadwick Boseman's face like, get off me, crackers.
That looks like we have found him. Call that nigga.
Get his agent on the phone.
Right now, please.
Like, and plus, honestly, dude, he can't do another biopic. He got to do something else.
Yeah, they just keep getting the minimum.
He can't be all the black people, man.
He been James Brown.
Yeah, this nigga about to be MLK or some shit next month, man. Just come on. Please come do this movie, man, and get you some Marvel money. Because I'm a party in the theater if I call this one right, man. I called this bitch on a hunch. Need this to happen. You other washed up black has-beens can stop now.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about being, you know, on the set of Blackish, Lawrence Fishburne says he thought about being Black Panther. I'm like, come on, man. All right. Three last stories. Destiny is dropping patches like a motherfucker. One of the patches is, coming next week is Destiny patch 1.02. And it's going to change a couple things. The Cryptarch is going to change. Cade 6 took the Cryptarch aside and showed him a sack of doorknobs. He decoded that mystery pretty quickly. Okay, I don't know what that joke is. Anyway, Legendary Ingrams will always produce legendary or better quality items instead of including materials or exotics. Because right now, the Legendary Ingrams sometimes don't do legendary items. Sometimes it's just rare items.
Yep.
Which is a mistake.
Yeah.
And what do you do with the materials or exotics anyway? Because I got a bunch of them.
The materials you need to upgrade your weapon. So when you start getting legendary stuff, you're going to need a lot of those, a lot of them, to update the damage and like or the damage you can take from your armor or the damage you can do with your weapons. So you'll need the weapon part and you'll need some of those materials and stuff like that. So
yeah, definitely. And as to be the beginning of that quote, Bungie writes their reports as if they live in the same world as the characters. They basically said they could beat that Cryptarch's ass with a bunch of doorknobs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they showed him a bag of doorknobs.
Got
it real quick.
That's hilarious. Rare Ingrams will always produce rare or better quality items. Rare Ingrams will have an increased chance to produce legendary quality items. So, that's all good, you know. Activity changes. Daily heroics, weekly heroics, and Vanguard Tiger playlist activities will include rare and legendary Ingrams in addition to their existing rewards. So basically, it's just helping us get more loot.
Yep.
And item changes. The Ascendant materials have been promoted to legendary to closely associate them with the gear they are used to upgrade. Legendary Ingrams item, legendary Ingram items that exist in your inventory will be demoted to rare quality when the patch goes live. So decode them while you can, but let's be honest, even if you don't, we all know they were blues already.
Right. Dang, shit. They got jokes, yo.
A green is legendary, right?
No. Purple is.
Yeah. Purple. Okay. Purple's legendary. Blue is, what is blue?
Rare. It goes white is common, green uncommon, blue rare, purple legendary, orange is exotic.
Ah, okay. I haven't gotten an orange one yet. That's dope. The biggest news for Destiny's Week has been the discovery of a new loot cave. After Bungie stated that it would tweak the game to eliminate the effectiveness of the previously popular farming spot. So basically you could go to these certain spots in the world, where enemies respawn and shit, and you get a lot of, like legendary and rare items there. And people would just camp out and kill those motherfuckers over and over and over, and they go collect them all. So they changed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you got a flaw in your game. People will find that shit, won't they?
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, honestly, man, they tricked everybody into playing a MMORPG, man. You know what I mean? Niggas don't know it. It's taking them a while to get hip to it, because a lot of niggas that probably think they never would have played it. But, they have. The other thing, and this to me is actually bigger news than that, which I know it seems like it wouldn't be. You're going to be able to talk to the people that you match up with now.
Right, that's a huge one.
Yeah, because it was a little weird, like, getting in those matches and then needing, like, a friend or chat requests and all this shit. It should just be automatically, man, because teamwork is a big part of this game, and even if you get matched up with three strangers, you need to communicate what the fuck the teamwork's going to be.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even know that was a thing in the game until, like, yesterday, because I'm always in, like, a party or something. That's crazy it wasn't in there from the beginning.
Yeah, because I'll end up playing a lot of times by myself, but then I'll go on a strike. It'll match me with three people. I mean, two people, and then nobody can talk. You're sitting up there saluting and dancing and shit.
Right. I'm trying to figure out what the other fuck. He's like, he's pointing and dancing. He's like, nigga, what do you want?
I understand. I know the enemy's over there, right? Oh, it's behind me. Okay.
Okay, yes. I'm dead now. Thank you.
I think I'm trying to get on some strike teams and then start dancing at the boss. See what happens.
Watch me get mad at you.
See how many times y'all respawn me before you give up.
Yo, the funny thing about it is, I would not be shocked. They didn't do this, but it would be hilarious if they did. If the way you beat, like, one of the guy in the summoning pitch is to go in front of him and dance.
That would be dope as shit.
I would laugh my ass off if they did that. That just to fuck with people, yo.
They really should. At some point, they should do, like, a dance. You do it.
Exactly.
Bungie would probably do that shit and then not tell nobody you can do it.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you've been trying to kill him?
Like, nigga, you spent 2 hours in the Fault of Class?
Yeah.
What? And you just dance when you started.
Yeah, you right. go up, you get a rare item and you go up a level.
Yo, people would be so pissed, though. I would find that hilarious, but people would be so mad. So mad.
Mm-hmm. So, the X-Men Apocalypse, the next movie in the series, is thinking about recasting three characters. And apparently, it's gonna be, who was it? Storm.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Well, we know who it won't be. First of all, Hugh Jackman, James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, and Jennifer Lawrence.
No, cause they making some other shit.
Yeah, we know it won't be. But it says, who are they talking to? Simon Kinberg recognized that using those fan favorite characters in X-Men Apocalypse will require recasting if we are to use them, he elaborates. It was even suggested a few days ago that recasting is exactly what might take place. He also admits it'd be very hard to do because Holly, Famke, and Jimmy and others have done such wonderful jobs of bringing those characters to life.
What are they watching? What are they watching?
Come on, Karen. They know that those actors, agents are reading this, and they want some of that Fox money. I ain't trying to say it in a nice way, but what he's really saying is
y'all ain't
they have done such a horrible job.
Right. Y'all not coming back. We're going to recast.
Yeah. But you can't just come out and say that because it makes it very disrespectful and Fox probably get in trouble. But also, I would have said before First Class that there would be no actors who could stand alongside Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart. So I guess he's trying to make it easy. Like, oh, no, nah, it's not y'all. It's anybody. Nah, it's y'all niggas. Y'all need to go.
Right.
Famke was never, never a good fit for Gene, in my opinion. No offense to her, but she just didn't look the part. And, you know, I get that, you know, and she just didn't. I mean, maybe it's just because me reading the comic book over the years, she just didn't fit anything I thought about Gene. You know, Gene's supposed to be the baddest chick. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to understand why Wolverine is like, fuck it. And I just never got that feeling between them.
Mm-mm.
And then, of course, so that's the X-Men Apocalypse. Last story, and this one is one of those things where I'm talking to Chris on Twitter, and this happens once in a while where we don't really think we're talking about the same shit, or you know, you've been thinking some shit, but you haven't seen anybody say what you've been thinking. So you just leave it at that. Too. But I got the latest reviews are in already. turns out that motherfucking Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor is that fire.
Must be. I'm looking at them scores.
Must cop. This is a must cop, dog. The only one that fucked it up was Destructoid, and I don't read them anyway. But GameSpot gave him 8 out of 10. Joystick gave it 5 out of 5. Polygon 9.5 out of 10. IGN 9.3 out of 10. And The Escape is 4.5 out of 5. Nigga, can we get this now?
Nigga, like Tuesday can't get here fast enough, yo.
Mm-hmm. Can you download this one?
Yeah, of course. That's the only way I buy my games now.
In Obama's America.
Yeah. Man, I went to Best Buy the other day. I had a gift card because of my birthday. I walked through that gaming section and was like, oh, that's rich. And then I picked up that converter that Sterling had talked about because I was like, that's the only fucking thing I would walk out of this section with unless it was a damn a Xbox Live gift card.
Yep.
Yeah, or a white Xbox. That's about it right now.
It's the Lord of the Rings game that we've all been waiting for, it seems. And, man, that trailer looks so good. Like, I watched that shit, and then I just went on Twitter kind of timidly, like, so Shadow of Mordor kind of looks it's a must cop, right?
What is it about?
It's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
So, but it looks like you actually can start, like, you have to go track down all these different different evil, like, character classes and shit. Mm. And I forget how many it was. It was a lot of them niggas, though.
What type of game is it? Like, MMO?
No, it's like, it looks like action/RPG elements. Action with RPG elements.
So it's real time?
Yeah, it's real time.
Somebody described it like, the combat system, like the Arkham games, and I was like, you shouldn't have told me that.
Dog.
You shouldn't have fucking told me that. I don't need this in my life right now. God damn it, man.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, I still haven't even seen the trailer. I saw, like, back in maybe May, they put out a gameplay video of how the Nemesis system works.
Yeah, I saw that.
How you can, like, infect the enemies and shit. As soon as they showed that shit and they got to the head orc and he decapitated that nigga, mm-hmm. I was like, you might have me.
Yeah, that was my first, like, like back, it was, I think it was during E3. I was okay. Put that on the notes, but I doubt I'll get it because I don't play Lord of the Ring games. They don't be fun. Right. And then, I seen that latest trailer and I was like, yep. Then they had a trailer that you can watch on Xbox One right now, which is like a funny, if you go to like Game Stories of the Week, It's like a funny trailer that's live action about the orcs are out there killing humans and shit. And one of them is like a bitch orc, and his human gets away and runs to the forest. And the like main orc is like, go in there and get the human or I'm gonna kill you. And he's like, the forest is haunted. He's like, what the fuck I say? So dude runs over there, and that's when your main character dude from this game, Shadow of Mordor, shows up, and he uses magical powers to beat the fuck out of them orcs and kill them all. And he leaves the weak one alive, and then the weak one apparently didn't wait long enough, so the dude was like not out of earshot, but he was like basically like, yeah, now I'm about to rule y'all and I'm about to show who the real king is. And then dude just showed up and like decapitated that nigga and walked off. So I'm in for that shit. This has been the Nerd Off. Thank you so much to Chris and Sterling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys.
No problem.
Make sure you guys go check out movietrailerreviews.net and Movie Trailer Reviews podcast, which is more than movies and more than video games and more than a lot of shit, man.
Right.
Chris, man, you've been doing a good job getting guests and shit, man.
Mm-hmm. I have been loving it.
Yeah, introducing people to new people, so that's been dope. And then, did we lose Chris? Oh, shit, we did lose that nigga. I was wondering what happened to him, man. I hope he didn't, internet didn't go out, but it was almost the end anyway.
Can he hear us?
No, he's still trying to call him.
Okay.
And then Sterling, gaming and then some.
Yeah, man. You
check him out, man. Like I said, dude, I learned so much from your show,
mm-hmm.
which it sounds funny to say, knowing you and then knowing how you do the show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people gonna tune in and be like, Rod, you full of shit. But by the end of this over, you'll be like, I learned something.
Yeah, you always learn something, because the thing I love about your wife, quote unquote, represents me, because she acts shit that I act. She be like, what the fuck is that? I'm listening going, yeah, what the fuck is that, Sterling?
Yeah, I appreciate it so much, because like, that's what I really wanted to do with the show, was basically just give news, but in a way that you could understand. And like right after Charles left, I brought my wife in, and she fit that role perfectly, just to ask the question that everybody was like, what the fuck are you, like, nigga, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, I got you. Like, it works.
Yeah, y'all good, man. It's fun. Oh, wait, we got some, okay, let me check this out. We got a couple questions. It's about to get real in this Xbox One life. Just to head us up, all these games are coming out soon. Shadow of Mordor. Yeah, I want that. Mm-hmm. NBA 2K15. Oh, that's going to be hard not to get.
Yeah, that comes out like the week after Shadow of Mordor 2.
Yeah, I normally wait till Christmas to pull that move, so because it normally goes down like to $40 after Christmas. Sunset Overdrive looks so good.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it because I gotta get the Royal White Xbox One. Like that it comes bundled with it. Like, it's just like I think Sunset Overdrive is gonna be one of those games that but it's gonna be such the perfect game to put in the middle, because there's so many games coming out in the next like 3 months that just that game to break up the minutia of all the hardcore gritty games. Like, just to have some shit where I'm just blowing niggas up with teddy bears. Like, I need that right now.
That shit looks so fun and colorful. Assassin's Creed Unity. Now, that's one I'll probably wait on, but I definitely get. Because I like Assassin's Creed, but I actually like it for the single player more than the multiplayer. But depends on how much fun all my friends are having, honestly. Yeah,
Unity doesn't even have multiplayer. I mean, like, competitive multiplayer. It's just co-op storyline.
Yeah, so if it's good co-op, I'll probably get it if our boys have got not playing it.
Yeah.
Far Cry 4.
Yep.
Far Cry 3 was dope.
Yep.
All within the next month and a half. Damn, woo! Niggas gonna be grown.
Let me see what date it is, but I believe it's November 18th. Mm-hmm. It's like four games, and it's gonna be like that time when, like, you know, everybody's gonna get compared to everybody. Let me see. Dragon Age Inc. 15, Far Cry 4. Project Cars, which is supposed to be that really great racing game, and Grand Theft Auto 5 all coming out on the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be stressful. Like,
you can't do layaway?
Nah. Yeah, not on digital.
Not on digital.
Right, that would be nice. Peyton says Sue Storm supposed to be confirmed as adopted. So I guess that makes sense. And Canucks Duke says, see y'all on the one when the Sunset Overdrive drops. Cool, Earth. Brother. We'll be there. All right, man. It's been another Nerd Off. We appreciate y'all coming through. Chris's internet just went down in the middle of the show. He just told me. Glad it waited to the end, you know. But he couldn't figure it out. So, you know, on behalf of Chris from MovieTrailerReviews.net, on behalf of Sterling from Gaming and Then Some, at The Wound God on Twitter, make sure you follow him. And go to GatsPod.com. On behalf of me and Karen, man, thank y'all so much. And we'll talk to y'all later. Peace out.
Peace.